For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
For
attention.
Need
attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Cool.
All right, I guess we're live.
Are we live? Dum 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 dum. We need to lay that music in somehow.
Well, Vicente does
it
in post.
I'd like to hear it.
Yeah, we have a great theme song.
Daily
we probably have one of the best theme songs in podcasts.
Theme songs are awesome.
All Things Comedy.
Who's your favorite theme song
of all time?
Yeah.
Probably be some 80s sitcom. I love the...
But, I mean, in podcasting, do you listen to a lot of podcasts?
I do. I'm starting to just listen to tons of them.
Okay.
What's your question? What's your favorite
podcast theme song?
I really like the Crab Feast. They got a great one.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome.
They got a great theme song. All right, hey, welcome to Punch Drunk. I think we're live.
Rogan one is pretty good.
I haven't.
Nick Diaz talking like all day, every day. Joe Rogan.
How great was that? I remember when that happened. It's Punch Drunk Sports, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Very excited. I don't know if we'll ever get the original cast ever back together, but we have a great replacement for this week. One of our favorite people joining us, Ari Shaffir.
Oh, thanks a lot.
our good friend Steve Simone, everybody. You can see him. He's one of the stars of the animation hit Paid Regular that's going to be out here on Comedy Central at midnight. Ari Shaffir's hour special. Very excited about coming out. You can also download Ari's.
Go to arishaffir.com.
Go to arishaffir.com.
It's available right now for download. You can just get it ahead of time.
Yeah, with extras,
how much is
right?
It?
Extra. $5. $5.
And who's getting the
$5?
That's
the best.
$2.50 for Comedy Central, $2.50 for me.
Is that deal for everybody, or did you just use your Jew magic again?
Everybody. They knew
this guy's amazing.
Because they're paying people a certain amount based on views for television. Like, here's how much we'll give you because we're going to sell this much ad space. And now they're like, well, we're actually going to sell it now, too. And people are like, whoa, well, if you're going to sell it.
We
want
that makes sense.
And they're like, sure.
That's cool.
I mean, that
is cool.
The money.
Plus, it's extra stuff, right? Like, you could see us throwing water balloons at Bobby Lee.
Yeah, we could see the crew of the Comedy Store with that. You're the one who nailed him.
What happened?
We were trying to recreate this time when we all stood up on the... Were you there then?
No.
It was we all, like, ambushed Bobby Lee. So we had water balloons. I got water balloons. Like, let's use
And you shot this?
We shot a recreation.
Recreation.
But then we all
Who played you in the recreation?
I played myself.
Oh, man. I thought you'd go with somebody really sexy. Yeah. Like, you know, like...
That's hysterical.
Have D'Elia come in and play me.
Yeah.
And just, like, wave his hair back.
He's just shirtless on a horse throwing water balloons.
Yeah, we hit up on the ramp. We hit on the roof of the store, and then we waited for Bobby to come in. Nick Youssef was working the parking lot, so he had the only open spot, Mitzi's spot.
Did Ali Wong play Bobby Lee?
No. We got him to play himself.
Oh,
like,
my
Can
God.
Can you do a thing for us? He goes, yeah, sure.
That's great.
It was great. I was shocked.
Does anybody have more crazy haircuts that kind of...
Than Bobby Lee?
Yeah, that symbolizes his mental state.
Mohawks.
That's
mullets,
so true. That's what chicks do, right? They say when they want it, you change your hair when you want to change your life.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what a girl told me once. So now I watch girls' hair, and I'm like, she's bananas.
Shit's going crazy.
Right. They change your hair a lot.
Different colors, short,
my
long
friend shaved
extensions.
Their heads.
There you go.
Wow.
What does that mean?
She was ready for a big change.
Somebody.
Well, fun news today at
sponsorship, and then we'll get into everything.
Dates out the gates.
It's time for dates out the gates.
We need to figure out a way to get the board or something like sound effects.
I wish there's somebody we could talk to about that.
Oh yeah.
Oh hey.
A couple sound effects, couple theme songs.
Why don't we just go in and buy all of John Lovett's shit? I mean, where is that stuff?
Yeah.
It's got to be in somebody's garage.
You're just gonna throw it away, Lovett's.
Yeah, Lovett's like
I
you did your
that
career.
That whole thing's done over there.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
They said they might relaunch at some point, but.
That's
they,
never.
They do the same thing everybody does. Like, hey, listen, we're going to launch sometime next year. Can you stay with us? Like, what do you mean? Yeah. For 6 months of a maybe?
Yeah.
You want me just to do nothing for 6 months while
every
you give
time
us a maybe?
We've ever heard we're going to relaunch, they never come back.
Yeah, that's true.
It's almost like, hey, I'm going to relaunch, so can I call you when that happens and see if I can make you a pitch?
Yeah.
Sure. It's like a girl, like, listen, I'm going to Bora Bora for 2 years for an assignment. When I get back, maybe we'll try to work it out again.
Yeah,
don't
exactly.
Stay with me.
That's just like holding off emotional conflicts. That's what that was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we don't. No. You don't have to be mad at us that we're ruining your little thing that is your entire world. Yeah. We're going to just move it. And then, like, they never return phone
baby,
calls.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, exactly. Is my mic down? Can you guys hear me the same level you guys
I can hear you. I can hear you. I'm just yelling.
Sounds like Simone is the loudest.
Oh, no.
No, it's okay. You're at a good pitch.
But less pingy in the microphones. The studio's coming along. Guys, check out BetDSI.com. Oh, man. I went and used it for the John Jones fight.
Did you really?
And I accidentally hit the wrong buttons, and I started taking overs and unders, but I went 5 for 5 on the fight.
What?
How do you go over and under on a fight?
Oh, the distance and
rounds.
Stuff?
Oh, really?
How many rounds?
Oh, that's a cool bet.
Dude, what's the website?
It's betdsi.com. You should check it out.
BetDSI.com.
Yeah.
And you can just put in a credit card?
Yeah.
And you gamble on stuff.
This is what, because I like you.
$10 free credit.
Yeah, use Punch Drunk Sports. Punch Drunk, excuse me. Punch
and
Drunk.
And you can do UFC.
Everything.
Can you do football, baseball?
Dude, yeah. They will do.
Not that I gamble. I
they
don't.
Do fake.
I'm fascinated by the whole concept of gambling. I think there's something cool about it.
By the way, it does make sports a million times better.
Oh, so much better when you're actually gambling on something. So much better.
You're like, come on. Like when Hector Lombard was taking on Josh Berkman, I was like, dude, kill Berkman. I needed him to only go around.
Oh, really? So you wanted it over as soon as possible, did it?
Yeah. No. He went
Oh, yeah. Berkman fought really well.
He did fight well.
He was a huge underdog and he fought really well.
People thought he was
going to
get murdered.
That's a good return. You lose to Hector Lombard and go the distance like that, that's a good return to the UFC.
But Hector Lombard, okay, we'll get into that. But go to BetDSI, everything. You bet, you know, these NFC, AFC championship games, Super Bowl.
Okay, we got into the Cowboys. Oh, wow, it just got way louder, my mic.
We'll get into everything.
It sounds good, too.
Yeah,
We'll get into all those sports. All the UFC, you know, you got the fight night coming up. We'll get into that Sunday night, Conor McGregor versus Dennis Seaver. Seaver,
that's in Boston?
Yeah.
And now fucking... What's his name? Is fighting again, Cowboy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome.
They were like, can you fight again? He's like, I'm not hurt. I guess I could. And then I saw Rogan put the idea in his head. And he's like, you know what? Yeah. And now he's fighting Benson Henderson.
Yeah.
When is that? In Denver? When is
Denver,
that?
I think it's 2 weeks or something from now, right? It's the end of the month.
What? He's not fighting this son. When is he? I thought he was fighting.
It's either
like,
this week or next week. It's like right away.
Yeah, it's really quick.
He's awesome.
So
I really like
that guy. They make cash. They'll make you money. Also, Caveman Coffee. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS and get 10% off your coffee needs. I love the coffee.
Now,
it's
that's
really
Tate's
good.
Stuff, right?
Yes.
I see it all the time on Twitter.
It's everywhere.
It's just really good coffee, apparently.
Delicious, good coffee.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, but I'm trying to get him to send me a bunch of teas. Yeah, I'm trying to get him to send me a bunch of teas. So it was actually – they never told Benson Henderson about this rematch.
Oh, they did?
Not the rematch, about him fighting Cowboy. Cowboy's like, yeah, I'll take it. And then Benson was like – I didn't hear from the UFC at all. No one officially called me, my manager, my coach. No, it was actually Cowboy who texted me and said, hey, bro, nothing personal. It's just business. Nothing but love.
That's great. I love that.
Dude, nothing that's personal. When you know you're super tough.
Oh,
just
yeah,
like,
dude, he's crazy.
Yeah, but he's like, I have nothing against
you. Yeah, this isn't like a beef. But, it's like, come on, let's get paid.
I wanted to fight somebody, so you're really good. So.
And then go to Ari Shaffir's favorite website, PunchDrunkSports.com.
PunchDrunkSports.com.
It's a really nice thing. It's only about 3 months old, this website now, and it's getting better and better. Our writers are better. Check it out. If you'd like to write, if you're funny and you love sports, hit me up. I love Jay Moore. He always says his sports show is the most interactive sports show. This
disagree.
Show
disagree.
Who let you write on their website?
And January 18th. He's fighting this weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Twice in a month.
He's crazy. And that, like, usually they'll let you fight when you, like, knocked a guy out and, like,
yes,
he went the distance.
Yeah, he went the distance.
But he was all upset. We saw him in the tunnels afterwards. Mm-hmm. He was really down on himself.
Why?
Triple fisting Budweiser. That guy loves to drink.
Like a third arm came out. That's
he drinks
how
up
he
until
is.
Like a week before he fights.
Oh my God.
He's like, I don't really have to cut that much weight. I'll just keep living my life. He is living like you should, just as a fun. He's going hunting. He's doing whatever the fuck he wants. But he was real pissed. He was like, you know.
What was he pissed about?
He got a great leg kick to the face.
Oh, yeah.
Kicked him in the head. I'm so shocked that didn't stun that guy more.
Yeah.
Right through the guy's head. Anyway, he's just pissed he didn't finish him. This guy was not as good as him. And
End of the fight was hilarious because he literally
was just mad at the guy.
He just went like red. He just went.
The guy was on the ground. Just, you know how sometimes they'll kick the legs and the guy's on the ground?
And he's just yelling, fuck you!
Yeah, and
fuck you!
I'll kill you! I'll kill you! Like a fucking battered wife who's had enough.
The little brother spaz.
The little brother, like your brother Marky.
The Scott Farkas affair from A Christmas Story.
Now, Ben Henderson has won the two previous fights, but they were very close.
Two previous fights against who?
Against Cerrone.
They fought?
Yeah, dude, this is like the trilogy. They fought in the WEC. The first fight was like this epic battle. And the second fight.
Lost by submission, guillotine, the first one. That was the second one. The first one's decision, unanimous decision.
Yeah.
But this is 2009, 2010.
But it's very interesting because Cerrone's now ranked third.
And Benson's ranked fifth.
Fifth.
Wow.
In the weight class. Man, twice in a month. That guy's game.
Yeah.
So he's all pissed. And Rogan was like, dude, look at yourself. I'm going to take a picture and show it to you right now. And you tell me, based on your face, if it looks like you did anything but fought an amazing fight. Because there's no scratches on you.
Yeah.
You've taken no damage. How is that a bad win?
Yeah.
You didn't get hit. Like, look at you. You don't even have a black eye. You don't have scratches. He's like, well, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. And then he took the fight. I mean, it's...
He's like, you'd probably fight again in Boston. Wow.
This has also something to do with the fact that these guys don't make nearly as much money as they should, that they have to fight this much.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a professional boxer doing that?
Never.
No way. I mean, his arm isn't even broken at all. He has a boxing record.
The UFC took a real big risk by doing this fight next Sunday because those huge NFC, AFC games are going on.
Man.
And it's
on Sunday?
Yeah. Well, because you know what it is? They're just like, we want to go back to Boston. What dates do you have open? And this was probably...
And they weren't thinking.
Yeah. Well, maybe they... I don't know. I would... It's so hard. Like, you do stand up on the road, right?
Yeah.
You're headlining a club.
Yeah.
And you go in and they're like... You're like, oh, fuck, man. What's going on this week?
The carnival's in town.
The pumpkin festival, bro.
Yeah.
There's pumpkins and chicks getting naked.
But they can also promote it on Fox Sports during football. I mean, this will be at night, and they'll be able to say, like, hey, tonight, tune into Fox Sports 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Well, hopefully
that's pretty good promotion.
Yeah, that is
over
good
by
promotion.
The time the fight happens.
Yeah, when is this UFC fight night? I mean, that's got to be it.
Plus, it's kind of cool. Like, if you're already hanging out with your buddies, you're all together, it's like, oh, we don't have to go home?
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I thought what's his name was on this card.
Who?
Fucking the Boston guy.
Who's the Boston guy?
With the ears.
The Boston guy with the ears.
Fucking 155er.
Kenny Florian?
No.
I like that.
No.
155 guy with the ears.
From Boston. Used to listen to ONA. He beat that guy in Boston. He beat the fucking
This is $25,000 pyramid. We're running out of time.
Oh, by the way, if you want to call in right now, the ATC studio number is 323-282-7424. 323-282-7424.
Okay. I just got this right now. Ari's mic is low.
Now it's gone back up, I think. It was
and
low.
It's gone back up.
Is mine too loud?
No, yours was right.
All right.
Damn, what the fuck? Why can't I remember his name? Oh, I know why. Because of marijuana.
Yeah.
Your brain is shrinking, dude.
Yeah.
Your brain is shrinking.
Boston UFC fighter.
Boston UFC. I love that. I was going to bring in Frank the Mexican to do all this for us. He would be on the computer. He'd be our guy crunching.
Oh, really?
He wants to do it.
Is that the guy I met at the Dodger game? Remember,
no.
Like 3 years ago?
No, that wasn't
You had all
him.
Your friends
no,
there.
No, that's Renee. Renee
He's
just
really
hit me
nice.
Up. Oh, we love Renee. Renee just went and got a job with a radio station.
Joe Lozon.
Yes, you're right.
He was supposed to be on there, right?
I think he got hurt.
Was he supposed to fight Benson Henderson?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Now it all makes sense.
Now it all comes together.
Yeah. Bruce Willis was a ghost?
Yeah.
It was one of those moments right there. Oh, now I get it.
What did I say his name was?
Joe Lozon.
God!
Can I have one of these?
Dude,
yeah.
Please.
On me, bro. That
Thank
one's
you.
On me.
I love that sound when it cracks.
Speaking of weird, funny movies, have you seen Birdman yet?
No. I heard it's awesome.
It's
pretty cool.
I love
awesome.
Michael Keaton.
It's pretty cool. There's some
it's
boring parts
amazing.
In it, but it's pretty cool. Yeah, the idea they do one shot for a while, so it looks really like a play.
Well, it's just supposed to be a one shot the whole time.
Yeah, but it's clearly not. I mean, they move through like a screen so they can like show a different thing.
Cool.
Yeah, but they do the one shot a long time, but then they'll do something like they have this whole scene and then it's all running back and forth in the theater. So it's like, oh, I gotta take care of that. And they follow a guy in the hallway. He's like, hey, you, come on, get that set dressed. You know, and it's all like cool because it would just follow along. And then the blocking is amazing.
Because
then he comes running back and these people are already mid scene.
Oh, cool.
Back. That part's cool. But then they fuck up a little when they go like, okay, they do that scene, then they have, now it's at night when the premiere is.
Uh-huh.
And they continue, like, they
like it's supposed
continuous.
To be seamless.
Yeah, but it's like, that's time for a cut.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
time for a cut. You
right.
pass 6 hours, you should cut now.
I
and,
just.
And have it, like, fade out, fade in.
Oh, they didn't do that.
And it became like.
Wait, so like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it became grating on the eye, and overall, it was like, oh, this is boring now.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
But I liked it a lot. It was outside the box.
It was. I would love to see how that script was written. It's so, like, how do you write all that? It's like so.
They're saying Michael Keaton's the most amazing, but I'm like, I just would have played like a so-so actor. I don't
well,
know.
I think Who? What's amazing, his career is amazing.
Yeah.
Stand-up comedy, action movies, comedy movies, drama movies. I mean, mm-hmm. Mr. Mom, Gung Ho, those
Duplicity
kinds of silly.
Was the best movie of all time. I'm just kidding.
It was good, though.
It was good.
Did
that
you
was
see
based.
Duplicity? Did you guys see Duplicity?
Yeah.
Is that the one where he kept on.
Clones himself?
You know who that was based off of?
Who?
Doug Kenny. No, one of the founders of the National Lampoon. That guy, Doug Kenny, that wrote Animal House and Caddyshack.
Yeah. And now he's they said SpongeBob, he was, right?
Squirt. No, different. Doug Kenny passed away.
Oh.
Yeah. And, they just said he
Bummer.
Had so many layers to his personality.
Hey, can you see if somebody's calling in? Do you have that capability?
Oh, let's tweet. I can't tweet it, but if anyone can tweet that the number, because Ari will yell at me if I get on my phone. Ed Norton was pretty great in that, too.
Ed Norton was great.
He's such an interesting guy because he like kind of did everything he wanted to. Now he's like, I'll do movies when I want to, and I'm not going to do
it. And that's
the
kind
time.
Of character cool. he's playing in the movie, too. He's like, yeah, I'm a movie star. I'm going to do this Broadway show, this shitty Broadway show. I like the idea of it. Let's do it.
Dude, when he I don't want to give away the movie, but the moment when they're doing like the press show or whatever it was, and he like starts flipping out about water and vodka, like right in the middle of the act out of when they're doing the scene, like in the
oh,
middle,
yeah.
breaks
oh,
the
yeah.
fourth wall. I'm like, what? Are
you
doing?
Did you replace my fucking vodka with water?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? I did not tell you to do that, but they're in dress rehearsals.
Yeah.
And they're like, guys, there's a play going on. Like, it's a fucking dress rehearsal. Fuck them. They're here for us. They got half price tickets. They're
That's
fucking tourists who got half price tickets.
Oh.
They're here for us.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
a great scene.
It is a great scene.
It was interesting.
Ed
it's like,
Norton
oh, dress
is
rehearsals
awesome
don't count.
In this movie.
He's awesome in everything.
Yeah.
Dude. That dude's a beast.
He's playing a great actor, and he plays that well. It's hard to play a bad actor. Because they end up, I've seen it a lot, and they end up doing like this caricatured thing of bad acting. But Simone, we've been in acting class. You've been
yeah.
in the same class.
Yeah.
And it's like when somebody's
at one point,
off.
We're all in the same class at the same time.
Yeah.
Remember
who
that
was the
hot
best,
crazy girl?
Worst.
Remember the hot crazy girl that
yeah.
you loved? You're like,
yeah.
she's hotter than the
oh,
other
yeah.
one, but she's not as hot as the other one, but she's crazier.
Yeah.
She was like 37.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what's so funny? Like, that's when we started meeting these millennials.
Yeah.
Millennials started coming to class, and they would get. One bad no, and you would never see them
That's
again.
That's it. I'm out. No,
yeah.
thank you.
Yeah.
Life is
this,
too hard.
This
yeah.
is a shitty class.
What do you mean? I'm
you don't know
the
what
best.
You're talking about.
Yeah, what do you mean I'm not the best? yeah.
If you made that shirt, you could retire right now.
What do you
Just,
mean I'm not the best?
What do you mean, dot, 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 I'm not the best?
Yeah,
Just
I'm
please
make,
make that. What
do
you
that.
Mean
yeah.
I'm not the best?
What do you mean I'm not the best?
Oh, my! Make them for little babies.
Yeah.
Every grandma, every grandma in the world. But that's a million shirts, dude.
What do you mean I'm not the best? Yeah.
Yeah.
And
what do you mean I'm not the best? It has nothing to do with any punch drunk or anything. What do you mean I'm not the best?
What do you mean I'm not the best?
You could sell that everywhere.
Because it's like tongue-in-cheek about how you realize, like, okay, I know
yeah,
I'm a little
no.
so
But
absorbed.
Then half the people buying them are that millennial hip-hop attitude.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, it's like when you see a Lorde concert and everyone's like screaming like, Crystal and all that
yeah.
shit. It's like, no, she's saying
she's
don't revere
that.
That. She's
yeah.
saying don't be into that.
Have a
and
soul.
Like, we love it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's do more Coke.
These boots are Michael Kors. And then somebody just starts to cry.
Speaking of cocaine, John Jones already out of rehab.
Already out of rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he cured it.
Yeah. It's amazing how one day of people telling
this
you.
This is last week he went to rehab. And he's out in a week. Oh, I mean, a week of rehab, I guess that's not bad for Coke. How long does it take you to get off Coke? Sam, I'm going to look at you as our expert here.
Are we talking about you're trying to get treatment? I mean.
So you don't have like, oh, I need it right now.
I don't think he's, from what I've read, I don't think he's like, I got to have cocaine.
Right, he just did it sometimes. It seems
just,
like that.
Listen,
he's like
he's
Pauly Shore of coke users.
It's got to be a really hard thing to be a pro athlete. because your prime years are like, if you do anything.
The fun years. The prime years are your fun years. You have to give this to work when it's like you're supposed to be out partying and going to fucking Cabo.
Banging chicks. And you know he's like, wherever he goes, there's these stripper chicks who are just doing blow after blow, line after line, letting him do weird shit to them.
Yeah.
And he's probably like, oh, they're like, you want a line? Because they don't fucking know and give a shit.
Well, there's something about that guy that I think is very sad.
Jones?
Yeah, because he's so freakishly talented and he's so good at what he does. And you could tell he really, deep down, he really is a good person. And he doesn't, like, even what he said to Joe after he took out DC, he was like, I don't mean to sound classless here. But, like, anybody that's that, in my opinion, it's just my opinion, it's just an observation.
These
that's
are
that,
only the opinions of Steve.
Yeah, like,
because people say, no, he's like, I don't know, I'm 25. I don't know how to be classy.
Well, no, I don't even think that, but there's something sad. Comedy. Like, the way he attacked DC, that cockiness that and coke problems and partying that much, there's not a that's not a soul at peace.
I understand what you're saying, but I can understand why John Jones would be pissed. And he's the pound for pound guy, and the UFC completely made a marketing campaign to sell this fight.
So did he, though.
He is two-faced liar.
No. Cormier sold it that way.
Well, they took that.
I disagree. The UFC allows the other guy to promote it however he wants to promote
no,
it.
No, but they made that. And I said it was the greatest promo I've ever seen for a fight.
It was
UFC.
Very pro wrestling.
What?
Where it was like, where it's like they were on the ESPN feed. And John Joe, I can't
kill you. I'm gonna spit in your face.
You are, and they just ran with that. And that's what they sold out. That. This guy, is he two-faced? Is he a liar? Is this guy going to shut him up? I would be pissed if I was John Jones.
Yeah. I pissed at Cormier, though.
Yeah, he did take it out of Cormier, and he was pissed. But I would
when
be
he kept slamming him at the end, he's like, this is what your strength is.
And I'm beating you.
I'm never be able to take you down. You're supposed to take me down at will. And if you win, it's going to be a boring fight. You're going to be on top of me. Yep. Now I'm slamming you over. I'll pick you up. Get up again. I'll slam you back down.
He is,
down
without
again.
A doubt, the best fighter in the world.
Yeah. And Cormier, people slept on him, but it was like he was undefeated.
No, he was great. He's still great.
He
man.
Is great.
But it's just like.
That just shows you how great Jones is.
Jones is amazing. The Gustafson fight will be really interesting. Now, how will he have learned from the mistakes he made in that fight? And he did win. People say, oh, he didn't win. No, it just means he was close.
I think he won, too.
He was closer.
Yeah.
They're like, what's
that's when you know you're a beast, by the way.
When people
when it's just even close.
Anytime like somebody punches Ronda Rousey, everyone's like, oh, maybe. It's like, it was one punch.
One punch.
It was 20-1. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's a comeback.
It's crazy, dude. I don't know, man. I think he's going to go through Gus, what's his name?
Gustafson.
Gustafson. And then you're like, what does he do next?
I think he's going to retire before 30.
That'd be cool.
I think he's going to set the record for, let's see what the record is for straight title defenses. I think he's going to beat Anderson's record. And then he's like, I have nothing left to prove. The only thing now he'll get by continuing to fight is adding years to when he was a champion. But right now he can go down if he beats that Anderson title as the greatest. So he's like, let me move on with my career.
Yeah,
my
and
life.
I hope he just. My point is, I just want him to find some happiness.
Let's do that. Yeah, exactly.
Because like I can tell he's a good dude, but I don't know how anybody could put up with that pressure being in the spotlight
100%.
And being a fighter for a living. That's a tough way to make a living,
100%.
And to be the best in the world at it, and to be young and in the spotlight. Dude, I was an idiot from 14 to 31, and I had no fame, no money, no opportunities to be an idiot.
Same thing.
I created ways to be an idiot.
Yeah.
So, and it drives me crazy how judgmental people are against this guy. And I go, what he needs is a hug and some real friends. That's it.
Well, let me ask you something. Who do you think would win in a fight? John Jones today versus Anderson Silva when he first got into the UFC?
Well, they were talking about doing that super fight.
Anderson
versus GSP. This was 2 years ago, but Anderson versus GSP.
At the catchweight, right?
Yeah, at the catchweight because GSP would have to come up. Anderson can't go down much more. But then Anderson versus John Jones at light heavy. And Anderson was like, come on, the guy's like so much taller than me.
Who do you think at the height, when he came into the UFC where he was hungry?
Pound for pound, or if they fought at light heavyweight?
At catch?
There'd be no catch. Jones can't.
They would probably go at 205.
Yeah. Who would win that?
The Anderson Silva when he was just blazing at
him. He was
the toughest
guy
right now?
Yeah.
That'd be a great fight.
That would be a murder fight.
That'd be a great fight.
Because that was Anderson Silva when he wanted to prove to everybody he was the greatest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and then he had just mowed everybody down.
Yeah, he got bored.
The thing that's so
he
crazy
was so bored in the,
about John Jones is that he doesn't have the respect that, like, a Mike Tyson used to have from the other fighters and an Anderson Silva at the height of their power, where everybody just went in going, I'm going to lose this fight. You saw it in their eyes. They were going to lose their fight.
Honestly, right. I think that's a reflection of his attitude a little
bit. Who?
Jones. People don't like him as much.
But I think that they think they can beat him. There's
people hated Tiger Woods, too.
But they respected his...
But the other golfers start getting really angry about the fact that he was getting all the coverage. And he's like, he's not that good. Then we start the lashback would happen.
Mm.
Backlash.
These guys who fight John Jones, I see it in their eye. They really think they could beat him. When Mike Tyson up to Buster Douglas,
fear.
Everybody got in the ring. They
lost before they got in the ring.
Because early on, John Jones was like, he's just power. He was learning his skills. And I was talking to Jackson about it too. And it's like, he's still. And I remember he was like, I heard one of his post fight conferences, John Jones, early on. And I was talking to Greg. And I was like, oh, I heard his post fight. He's like, how was it? What did he say? Mm-hmm. He goes, he was actually pretty humble. He was like, he won, but he was like, I still got to work on my ground game. That needs definite work, and I need this and this. I'm trying to be the best fighter I can be. And Jackson was like, okay, good. That's good.
That's cool.
Instead of going like, I'm the greatest. It's yes. Like, I know where there's holes in my game. If I couldn't get that guy down, I knocked him out standing up. But if I couldn't get that guy down, that's a problem I got to work on. Because that can be a bigger issue when I can't knock a guy out, you know?
Wow.
And am I surprised okay, go on. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, am I surprised he left rehab after a date? No, because to get
– A day?
After a day. If they get sober, you got to want to get sober. And what I've seen with any famous person, in particular pro athletes,
to go to rehab.
They don't find Jesus until the spotlight is gone.
Right.
Oh, interesting.
Except Pacquiao.
Point.
He found Jesus because of the girl.
Yeah.
Because the wife.
And then
How old is Pacquiao, do you think, in real life?
77.
He's actually way younger than Floyd Mayweather.
He just looks so much older.
Well, yeah. I mean, black
Asians
don't crack.
Asians
usually
look younger, but Filipinos all look way older.
They do.
Dude, was that you that did that the other night on stage where you're talking about Asians?
What did I say?
You asked the guy from North Korea? Oh, no, wait, that was Ingram.
Oh.
And he was like, okay, fine, we'll say it on three. Oh, it was so funny.
What kind of Asian he is?
No. He asked this. Ingram was doing crowd work. It was right after you. And
breaking news.
And it was so funny because this guy was like, we all know who the worst kind of Asian is. And the guy was from Korea. And he was like, no. And he was like, you know what I know. And And he was like, how about this? We'll say it on three. And
then the
1, 2, 3. Yeah. No, just Rick and the Asian guy. And on three, they both said Filipino at the same time.
Really?
It was hysterical. The
worst kind of Asian. That's hilarious.
So funny.
So straight title defenses. John Jones is third right now at 8. George St. Pierre is 9. Anderson Silva is 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And George St. Pierre relinquished the title. Could have fought once more.
He's not coming back.
No, I don't think so. But could have fought once more.
He was a beast in his prime, though.
And actually, you know what? If he gets his next title shot and he wins, then his one fight after that will be another title defense. So the streak would continue from there. But Silva's at 10. Straight UFC wins, though.
Mm-hmm.
Straight wins is most consecutive wins in the UFC.
Anderson
Silva has 16. John Jones has 12. So if Jones fought 5 more times, which is a year and a half, 2 years,
yeah.
Like 2 years, he could pretty much say, I'm done at 29.
He's 27 right now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Which means he probably got minimum of 5 more years of prime, but...
If he wants it. I mean, I think, what are you going to do with your life? You're not going to fight after 35. Yeah, here or there, some people do, but you're really not going to. So do you want to be an actor? Do you want to be going to Congress?
And that's the important thing.
Real estate company?
Because I think a lot of these guys continue to fight because that's all they know. But he's young enough to start picking up different skills, different whatever he wants to do.
Right
he could
now.
Start a clothing company. He could be a politician. He could go back and be a school teacher, whatever he wants
Everybody
to do.
Everybody keeps saying that he should embrace this heel, you know, kind of image. And I'll tell you why he can't. And it would be dumb for him to do it.
Because he's not that guy. He's not Brock Lesnar.
No, he seems like a nice guy.
Well, he's a super
also,
nice guy.
Like,
hey, hanging out with him is like, oh, John Jones is cool. He'll always go out of your way to say hi to me.
Yeah.
And I'm nobody, especially in the fight world.
Yeah.
But he'll come over and talk. Like, hey, what
you
cool
doing? How cool is that?
Yeah.
That's like Babe Ruth.
He saw Danish and O'Neill. So we did the UFC, the premiere party for the league.
I remember that.
So
he was hanging
year.
Out that night.
Yeah. And so it was a lot of them were on It's Always Sunny or their promo. So a lot of UFC fighters there. Plus, it's FX.
Fox,
and FX had just gotten so. Clay Guida was there.
He was the coolest.
Donald Cerrone was there. And John Jones was there. And Danish and O'Neill are huge UFC fans. And they're all talking. And he was like, oh, hey, how you doing? And he fucking ball shot at them. He's like, oh, what are you going to do? And then he put up his hands like they're about to retaliate. And they just met.
That's
he gave
awesome.
Him a fucking ball shot. They're
That's
like,
awesome.
Ball shot me by funny. John Jones. Like, how much can I fight back here?
The reason I don't think John Jones can't embrace the heel image is because Floyd Mayweather can do that because he's making 40 mil a fight and
easily.
He doesn't need endorsements.
Right.
John Jones, maybe we were trying to break down the numbers last night. He made $500 to go for the fight, $500,000, which to us sounds like a lot of money, but in the fight game, that's not. With pay-per-views, maybe he got another $500,000, $1 million. That sounds like a lot to us, but if you compare it to Floyd Mayweather,
other athletes,
that's
oh yeah, $40 million, yeah, exactly. Now,
so he
now
needs
a baseball pitcher makes $25 million a year.
But can you get endorsements as a heel? I think Brock Lesnar can. If you're really, really good at it, maybe you can, but you can't fake it.
Yeah, just be true
just
to yourself.
I don't know if you can as a heel because Brock Lesnar.
I mean, would he get that Burger King ad? That Burger King
guy.
Ad's a massive ad. Would he get that if he was like a bad guy?
I don't think so, dude.
I don't know, yeah.
You remember when Josh Koscheck for like 2 seconds tried to be a good guy? And he said in the Octagon, I have to be nice, people, because you won't buy my stuff that I endorse if I'm not nice. So he tried it for 2 seconds, and he's like, I can't do it.
That's hysterical.
You know?
Yeah.
John Jones is like that. It's just like, dude, if he starts being like an asshole, he's not going to get any endorsements. I mean, Mike Tyson used to bitch about that all the time. He's like, I need to get paid more fighting because I can't get any endorsements.
Mm. Who?
Mike Tyson way back in the
day. Okay, I think that's a great analogy to what Jones is going through now. Mike Tyson, at his core, is a very sweet, kind man.
Right.
And when he was having those episodes like crashing a Ferrari and giving it away and beating people up on the street, it's because there was a sadness there. And Jones, I was there that night. He seemed like such a nice guy. I just want him to be happy.
Yeah.
Just be happy, bro. Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Like, he talks about his faith. Maybe he needs to I don't know.
That faith stuff. People talk about that all the time. It's like, come on, faith.
Yeah, it's like if you...
Shut up. Maybe I just hate it more than most people, but like, get out of here with that. Unless you're really,
unless you're
Christian.
Living it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my
super
point.
Christian.
But then you don't have to ever mention
Ben
it.
Right, but Blow is
really
not part
religious.
Of...
Yeah, he is.
Right,
he's
right,
really
right.
But he doesn't have to mention it all the time. So it's like, maybe just live it or reconnect
but
or whatever.
But Ben Henderson also is more of like, he won't get caught for coke. He is a Christian in that way.
Yeah, but everybody's human.
You
want to
get
so
endorsement deals?
Yeah.
It seems you never know. You do three things. You either talk about your love of Christ.
Yeah.
You talk about your wife and kids.
Even those people that fall later and go like, "Oh, he's all Jesus," but now he would turn the hook. He's like, "Yeah, he fell off the wagon."
Or
but at least
like,
while they're on the wagon, they're on a full bore.
Benson
Henderson is that. I don't. Jones does not seem like a Christian when you look at his life and how he's living.
He had that DUI a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's like that's fine, but
that's
just not Christian shit.
My interpretation is Maz Jobrani are the only like clean, wholesome people that like are literally like who you are on stage. Most of the people I find there are just like, I'm super clean. I'm super clean. Are just like psychopaths.
Yeah, Cosby
I mean, it's
style.
Like Cosby, back to that. It's like just psychopaths. Because when you make a business decision to be someone that you're not, it drives you crazy.
That's what you were saying.
Yeah.
That's why you're like, he can't be the heel because he is a good guy.
Right, right, right. Exactly. He can't. He'd have to really, really.
Yeah,
like,
LeBron
just
James.
You
remember when LeBron James, he was like, he should just be the heel when he first went to Miami's. And everyone's like, that's not who this
guy
is.
That's not who he is.
No, it's not who he is. He's a guy who goes home to Ohio because, like,
I went there.
I'm grown up and I want to get my hometown a championship.
Yeah, and the point I guess I'm trying to make in a deeper level is that I don't think anybody's really the heel. I think you have people that are good and then people that are
hurting.
There's
no such thing as bad guy or good guy.
Like, no.
What does that mean, bad guy? Those are old wrestling terms. Nobody's a bad guy.
Like, and the people that are even acting bad, it's just because they're
I'm
miserable.
I mean, there's bad guys.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But you know, it's what got Will Smith. Well, I think what you're trying to say is nobody looks at themselves
as a bad
guy.
Person. Yeah,
remember
exactly.
When Will Smith got in trouble for that, going, you know, if you're playing Hitler, you don't play Hitler as I'm this evil guy. Because
right.
Hitler never looked in the mirror going, who's the most evil?
Right.
He was like, I'm trying to do something. For
yeah.
I'm trying to make the world a better place. That's what Hitler, in his head, was saying to himself.
Yeah.
If you play him as evil, it won't come off right.
No.
No, but you got to be like, look, these 32-year-old Jewish women are really gross looking.
Yeah.
And we need to rid the world of
which
that.
Which I don't agree with at all, man.
32-year-old ones? The young ones. The 25
I love them all,
and under.
Dude,
rated.
I have a thing for Jew bitches.
Really?
I really think they're hot.
That's gross to me.
I think they're fucking hot.
No, I mean, I think less of you now.
I know. Well, that seems to happen with every episode.
We're not getting any calls.
I've never
323-282-7424.
I don't know where.
The NPR voice.
Yeah.
I really think less of you.
Let's see if I can make an anagram with that.
Let's talk about the big college football game last night.
Didn't see it coming.
Didn't see it. Dude, Ohio State, congratulations
on winning. To Tony Hinchcliffe.
Tony, yeah. Congratulations.
I don't think they deserve to be in the top four. I think other people had better resumes than them.
Well, that's the argument on but why they should expand to eight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But since they were in, they proved themselves as the best.
Well, they have a contract that's supposedly like for how the next long? 4 years.
And who has a contract?
Like, I love that I don't know who the contract is with whoever. I don't know.
Right.
Or what contract is it?
The NCAA type television bowls.
The agreement, whatever they have.
Is what?
For the playoffs.
For the, you got to continue to Google it.
But what is it?
It's that it's going to be a four-team playoff for like the next 4 years.
Right, they've already decided.
But remember, for years
no more teams after the ratings they got.
Yeah, please. But how long did it take them to get to this point? Remember, they were like, never going to be a playoff system. It's all about the bowls.
I know. And then when they said, okay, we're going to do a playoff, it was like 5 years from now. It's like, fine. Yeah, why? Just do it now.
Yeah, I don't understand bureaucracy.
Well, let me tell you why I think it will be easier to change.
College is a cash cow and not a fucking real honor system of like what that's why they always push those teams to the head of the BCS. Yeah. They push the teams with the most boosters and stuff. Like Baylor, no, won't 100%. Be good for ratings. But it's like, oh, but they have a better loss and better wins.
100%
Ohio State and in a higher RPI ranked conference.
Yeah.
So how can they not be the representative, especially when they were ahead of Ohio State 2 weeks ago? I mean, last week. I don't see how you jump two spots.
Yeah.
Like, well, they have a lot of money.
Money, yeah. I think that's everything.
Yeah.
I think everything's a WWE.
Yeah. So
why should I care if you're not going to make it about the fucking sport? Why should I care about the sport?
Ohio State winning was a huge thing for everybody because I truly believe the BCS was the whole thing was to keep the traditional powerhouses in power. So you had a bunch of computers and people picking. Now you can go, okay, Ohio State, which is a traditional power, won the whole thing. Okay, maybe.
But they earned it.
Oh, well, dude, Urban Meyer's a great coach.
He's unbelievable.
That was great.
Dude, is there any better story than Jones, the quarterback?
I mean, unbelievable.
He wasn't supposed to play. He's only played three games now.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And they were all championship, let's say, rounds. Like they say in the UFC, championship rounds.
Oh, yeah.
He played
Wisconsin.
Big Ten championship game.
Then the playoff game. Yeah,
that's incredible.
But now here's the deal. Their second and third string quarterbacks are like, look, you're redshirting this year. At that level, you only are a quarterback for 1 or 2 years, and then you go to the pros.
Right.
They groom you till you're a junior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they let you
Unless
in for
you're
a year
so
or
good
two.
As a freshman.
Yeah, so it's like they had to – but the fact that they're putting him in is like, oh, but he was a top, 50 quarterback of his – class. It's like,
there's
some sucker.
Yeah.
But it's still incredible.
He's huge.
The amount
too.
Of pressure.
Oh, yeah.
6'5", bro.
Yeah, the NFL is just like, give us that guy.
Well, it's going to be interesting what happens next year because the kid who was the actual starter at the beginning, Braxton, I think his name, I think he's going to transfer out.
Wow.
So now you have the kid who played most of the games, I can't remember his name, and this kid Jones, and they're friends. But who do you start?
I have no
you
idea.
Actually
what
sit
a great
the guy
problem.
Who? Yeah, 100. But do you sit the guy who just won you three?
Destroyed
the games?
Oregon.
Yeah, destroyed Wisconsin. Destroyed Oregon.
Destroyed them.
Beat Alabama.
Destroyed them, dude.
After Oregon dismantled Florida State, 10 days later, they look like a little
Ohio
league team.
State had a chance. Nobody.
I couldn't believe.
Except
I mean,
if you live
well,
in Ohio.
Oregon,
and that running back,
their two receivers are both out.
Yes, yeah. That was huge.
That, really
that was that hurt out. Them unbelievably.
And then their quarterback
Mariota didn't have anybody.
Game.
Yeah,
and so it's like you're talking about they beat a team without their top two receivers and their best.
Then
quarterback.
The Heisman Trophy. Yeah, it's true.
So it's like the Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah, yeah. The best quarterback.
Do you think?
And so it's like, did you really win? Beat the best team.
But that's why people watch sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you think Mariota's performance hurt his stock in draft? Because people are talking about now. You go to a couple mock drafts the next day, they have Winston going number one.
I hope he falls far enough to drop to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, they were. Would you ransom most of your draft picks to get him?
No way.
If I was
Mariota
with the Eagles?
Chip Kelly is your – now he's your coach and he's in charge of player personnel.
Yeah, I know.
I think it's an awful idea. That has never worked. Where the
well,
coach
I just didn't like
their
GM, that Howie Roseman guy.
He's gone.
Well, he's still technically there, but yeah. I don't know. I think.
Would you go what Mike Ditka did to get Ricky Williams and give up basically
yeah,
your
but
entire
here's
draft?
The difference.
No, it's too
here's
much
the difference.
Wild card. You don't know
a running back versus how many great quarterbacks there are. If the kid's Andrew Luck.
If, though.
That's
Shuler.
The point.
Heath Shuler.
Right.
Well, dude, when he fell, it's a 90% hurt his shoulder. I think that hurt him more than anything else.
It depends how bad it is. I think it depends how bad it is. I think the injuries, if they're like, ooh, this could be a nagging one. If it's an ACL, people are like, ooh. But if it's like just like a, oh, your shoulder fell out of place, we've got to put it back in.
Can I just call timeout right now and say, this is so much fun to hang out and talk sports.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's so much fun.
We were having meetings for this podcast like ahead of time. Like, what should we do? It's like, look, we hang out in the back of the store.
It's exactly what this
we
is.
Talk shit about who the best running back of all time is.
Yeah, it's
then we
awesome.
Match it with like, fuck you, Sam. You're in our meeting. You don't know anything. So it's like, let's just add that.
Man, that seems to be a common theme in the 2 years we've been doing this show.
But you still have yet to admit that just disgusting and you're an Armenian. I've been harassing you for years.
Oh, Ari, I have a big announcement.
Big announcement. Wait, hold on. Let me get some theme song.
Are we done talking college football? Is it already over? Okay.
Yeah, but hold on. I can do this on my computer, actually.
No, it's not big enough. I just wanted to talk to you about something.
Hold on.
I talked to Rogan about it, and he was like, don't do it. I'm like, I don't know, man. What are you doing? Theme music?
Yeah.
I love Ari on the board.
On the board. Ari on the board.
Ari on the board. Ari on the board.
Just fun talk. Watch some Nick Kroll. I love that show.
The Kroll Show?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's so interesting because it's like, it is the perfect blend of jokes for the back of the room, the writers, and middle America. It's like the perfect blend of that. Because sometimes, I mean, I'm watching this and I'm like, what are you doing? And that's the jokes for the back of the room.
Right.
And then it will be followed up with a line that, you know,
everybody
Dana laughs
funny.
At, yeah. You know? And it's just like, that's for everybody. It's a perfect blend. It's so,
I love the way it's shot, too. Like, when they do
so
a
good.
When they do a parody of, like, a reality show,
oh,
it looks
so
exactly like a reality
Teenage
show.
Teenage Dad? That's so funny. Rich Dicks? So funny. So funny, dude.
Cesar.
He's such a talented guy.
Cesar.
His stand-up's great, too.
He's a nice guy, too. I mean, to me, I don't know why that's such a big deal with me, but it really is. It's like,
I think everybody treats you like gold, though. Steve, you're a good guy. Everybody likes you. Is this the music?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't find anything.
All right.
What's the announcement?
What's the announcement?
I'm going to be fighting in Ellis Mania.
What?
February 21st at the Hard Rock Casino.
Wow.
What?
Who are you fighting?
I'm doing this, it's a boxing match. It's like one round, 1 minute, and it's a musical chairs thing. And if you don't get into chairs, you got to box somebody. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to try.
Are you getting in shape?
Headgear or no headgear?
Yeah, headgear, dude.
Dude, okay, I'll just tell you this right now. Here's my first thought that went into it. Obviously, you try to win that musical chairs, but you know that's tough. You're in a bad position, you ain't getting the chair.
Why do I have some horrible advice?
Hulk Hogan fought Rocky.
Yes.
And he just said, fuck this, and picked him up and body slammed him. Was that Piper?
No, it was Thunder Lips, the Ultimate Male.
You just do that. Don't worry about beating some guy who actually fights. Once you get in the fight, don't worry about fighting fair.
Oh.
Dive for their leg. Get a double leg. Just go for whatever you got to do.
How many ounces?
If it's a minute, it's 1 minute.
They're going to be big gloves.
It's 1 minute?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just survive the minute.
Dude,
just survive.
Beep, beep, beep. I mean,
oh,
I've
just
been
dance.
Boxing and
keep the distance.
My whole life.
Don't try to win and stuff.
No.
Don't
throw a fight.
Yeah. Roundhouse
get
kicks.
One hit. I'll be like, who's down?
Let him deduct points from you. Who cares?
Yeah,
who are the other people involved?
They're
legit
supposed
fighters?
To be 5 foot 8 Mexicans. So we'll see.
Are they legit fighters?
No. Nobody real. It's just a bunch of fucking.
That's ballsy, bro.
I just want to do it. I've always wanted to do. I hope he lets us do a walk down to the ring. That's
oh, that'd
all.
Be great.
I'm doing it just for that,
dude. You know what you should do when everybody's hustling for chairs? You should just stand there like this, like you're not even going for the chair. That would be awesome.
Fight wow. One round, win it. Fight another round, throw the fight, get out.
So I didn't know that you were a boxer. I didn't know that you boxed.
I've been kickboxing. I'm
Muay
in
Thai
class now. Yeah.
Oh, where you
I've
take
been taking
that?
It all my whole life.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't over the last couple of years, but I'm back to it.
I just want to learn those low kicks. I want to learn how to throw those Muay Thai low kicks. They're
cool. Dude, it's like...
Whack!
Yeah, dude, but you're going bone on bone, dude.
Yeah.
That shit hurts.
I used to see the guys at the
bone
gym.
Bone on bone hurts.
They would take an Olympic barbell thing. There was this guy, Ariel Mostov, was a K-1 fighter. Gnarly. Kickboxer, but the sweetest guy ever. Like, would teach little
Ariel
kids.
Mostov, yeah.
Yeah, he would teach little kids karate. He was the best. He was, like, one of my favorite people ever. But I would see him take, like, 225-pound Olympic bar and just rolled it back and forth on his shins to kill it.
Really?
Yeah, so there was no nerves in there.
Oh.
I still want to. I wish I was that. I wish I could do that.
Why?
I don't know. It's just so cool.
Well, I'm always convinced I'm about to throw down. I walk around thinking shit's about to pop off.
Always.
I'm always like watching. I think this dude's shady. I'm always in like, I'm literally in like fucking Liam Neeson mode constantly. I always
but
think.
But what I do have is a very particular set of skills.
He, what do you think of his career? I was watching At Midnight last night and they were kind of shitting on him.
Taken Alone is better than anything this town's produced in the last 30 years.
Taken was cool. And then it got kind of like.
Yeah, well, now
effects-y.
They're just fucking.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the original. Yeah. And that scene, Dad! And then he just hears the dude breathing. And then when the guy, he gives that speech.
Oh, right.
And then when the guy goes,
set of skills.
Good luck. Oh, it's so good. And then
that's
when he shows up and he's drinking the coffee, he's in there with eight armed guys and he's just cool drinking coffee and takes everybody out. Liam Neeson always has my money.
Yeah.
For that scene alone.
And he's the perfect, he's the perfect guy for Hollywood because Hollywood refuses to admit that in certain projects, people don't necessarily want drop-dead gorgeous people playing that. Like, Austin...
Yeah, exactly.
Ashton Kutcher, whatever his
Kushner.
Name is, playing fucking Kutner. Steve Jobs.
Kutner.
Like, nobody went... That's unrealistic.
Silly.
Brody Stevens, when I casted him in one of my shorts as Steve Jobs, more realistic.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna go, like, this show coming out, Black Hat, they dumped the movie in January. The guy who plays Thor is playing a computer hacker. You're like,
shut
there's
up.
No computer hackers that good
shut
looking.
Shut up.
Because when you're that good looking, you're out fucking chicks.
The guy
you bring nothing else to the table.
Yeah.
You know should play it? Fucking Hurley from Lost.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. It'd be awesome.
But Liam Neeson's the perfect blend of like he's a rugged, handsome looking guy.
Dude, he's a boxer.
Too good looking that you're like, that's not realistic.
Right.
Like, why nobody went and saw Justin Timberlake as a fuck in an action flick? It's like, you know, it's like people aren't stupid.
Yeah, give me mother effing Charlie Bronson.
Like, it doesn't look right. It's bad casting. That's, doesn't look that, right. Again, you don't want ugly, but like someone.
Our best hope was
close.
Vince Vaughn. And he just started wanting to do chick comedy shows. And this is my opinion.
Comedy movies, yeah.
You know, it's just comedy. It's like he had it.
He had it.
After Swingers and what was that movie did where Will Ferrell, the party movie?
Oh, yeah.
Old School.
Wedding Crashers.
Old School's the funniest movie.
And Wedding Crashers was great.
Yeah. That's another guy that's always has my money. Because for those movies alone, that's a triple threat at Swingers, Old School, Wedding Crashers. Nobody, that's like Bill Murray's
shit,
dude.
What are those
dude?
Things having in common? They're guy flicks.
You're right.
He's the guy. He was going to be our Dean Martin.
Dodgeball was okay.
Yeah, he is Dean Martin.
No, he won. Then he just tried. And listen, dude.
Vince Vaughn's
the number gold
those romantic comedies. You're right.
Which ones did he? I don't even aware of these.
Four Weddings.
Never saw it.
They don't even register to you.
Yeah, I don't even pick up on them. Girlfriend watches movies like that.
Yeah, that's
unwatchable.
Dude, I went home to see my mother, and I watched television. I just realized, oh.
It sucks.
Everything is for women.
There's like six shows that are okay. It sucks.
Everything is for chicks, and they just like, it's just like what they like is weird. They just like shiny objects. That's all they fucking give a shit about.
Dude, every movie my girlfriend tries to make me watch, it always opens up with like a dude in a convertible driving through the English countryside, and he's like, "It's another lovely day for a wedding," and I'm like, "I can't watch this.
Yeah.
This I can't find anybody to marry me." And then she looks at me like, "This is gonna be good."
Yeah,
like, I bet he's gonna find someone at the end.
Exactly. And I'm like, "Goodbye."
Like Dana was watching the Golden Globes, and it was unbearable. It's just unbearable. You know what the Golden Globes is? The Golden Globes is a way for Hollywood to get actors they want to seem legitimate awards. It's just like, because there's no real rules to it. It's
exactly. It was like,
I've never seen an award show since forever.
I stopped watching them after Beautiful Mind beat In the Bedroom. And then I was like, oh, this is dumb. In the Bedroom was a beautiful.
What was in I never even saw that movie.
A Beautiful Mind was great. What are you talking about?
No, it was garbage.
It was great.
Okay, well, here's what happened. The guy won a big award at the end that everyone's happy about, but he won the award based on a theory he came up with while he was still in college. So he's like, he did it. Like, he did what? Continued to live for 40 years and fuck up his life? He won the award for something he didn't even do.
Okay. All right. It's I didn't shitty. Know that was a sense that
it
I didn't
was
know.
Ari, do you remember who you saw that movie with in the theater?
Ew.
It's the best. I mean, you got so pissed you threw your soda down at the ground.
At the very end, I was like, fuck this.
You know what?
I chucked it and went to play video games outside.
I had to change the channel when Common won an award.
For what?
Some song he did in Selma.
Yeah.
And where he lost me, where he was thanking the production company, and he goes, I want to thank blah, blah, blah productions for being brave enough to make this movie. You're like, being brave enough to make a movie about Martin Luther King? Like, what is brave about that?
Yeah, brave would be making a movie how Ferguson was justified.
Yeah.
That would be brave.
Or like porn
brave
stars
enough.
Are real people. That's a brave fucking
not
movie.
Not brave enough. Like, 12 Years a Slave just rocked it. Like, brave enough. How brave enough to not fucking
it's
do it?
It's just getting to the point where it's like, oh, we're just making brave movies enough. For awards.
Yeah.
That's why I want to shoot that thing with you, which is
Slow Stroke.
Story of a gay hooker with Down syndrome who survives Nazi Germany. It's called Slow Stroke, and it's in 3D.
Yeah, I'm playing Slow Stroke.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about it. It's one of my greatest roles.
So somebody on Family Guy did a little thing kind of like it. My friend's like,
stop killing those Jews. Yeah. Come fuck me in the ass. That fucking Jews just didn't have to die. This asshole needs fucking plugging.
Should we get Ben to shoot, make it an animation?
Oh, maybe.
How great's Ben, by the way?
I don't know. Ben's great. Did the opening best. Animation for my special. Yeah, I don't know. I think you got to go real on
all
that.
All right, I'm going to find somebody to shoot this who could just shoot fun. We'll have somebody, I mean,
they can
play,
take my family.
Tracy Morgan.
But they can't take my spirit.
Yeah.
Or my ability to deep throat.
Yeah.
Tons of emaciated cock.
Oh, God.
I like them when they're thin because they go down my throat easier.
Oh,
yay.
So shoot
the tear the comes man. Out of somebody's eye and then it's just the standing ovation.
The Hitler Man.
Won every award ever of all time.
I've
been doing that joke for fucking ever. And
close joke.
And somebody's like, Family Guy did something like it. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Family Guy, for sure.
Takes.
Sends their writers to the Comedy Store.
Takes.
To take material.
Takes. Yeah.
I'm standing by that. If you question me on it, I will stand by it. The Comedy Store has Family Guy writers, specifically Family Guy writers over the last 7-8 years
who
come in there, take specific jokes from comics, and put it on Family Guy.
Yeah, I've seen. I remember like a
it's
hacky
not just
bit.
Once a coincidence. It's like over and over. There's a Benji bit. There's a this guy bit.
They did my beer genie bit. That was like a bit I did when I was an open micer.
And it's like consistently over and over. Comedy Store. No. You guys are stealing. You're in there. I'm sure you're paying full price for tickets. But it's the only good thing.
A famous
like
Mexican
how I just
comedian.
Get 30 degrees colder in here.
Not named Carlos Mencia. A different.
Mexican comedian.
He used to send his writers into the OR. And then one day.
Who? What was
the
Mexican comedian?
Way back.
Who was the Mexican comedian?
What does it rhyme with?
Why do I.
George Lopez?
Paul Rodriguez.
Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he used to have this writer come in. And then one day he was. Paul came in and he was just reading all of his new jokes off of fucking paper. And he did my Yao Ming bit. Word for word, that enough people called me up and said that it was word for word Yao Ming bit.
That's two guys in a trench coat.
Yeah, it's three dudes, Ching Chong Chang. You know what I'm saying? Classic.
Classic trips.
So I saw that guy coming in, and I got him basically banned from the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store.
Yeah, he's a criminal. It's like, you're ruining it for us. Get out of here. It's like, well, I didn't do anything. Get out of here. We don't have to prove it. Get out of here.
Do you know what's awesome?
Come in, sir. They're like, he's like, why? He's like, you're not allowed in right now. He's like, I'm a writer for Paul Rodriguez. They're like,
yeah, we know.
Dick,
the problem.
Thank God for podcasts, because there's real comedy fans out there that listen to these things and they're starting to understand what we go through and what it's really all about.
You know, the thing about stealing a joke, it's just like, one, it's like, people don't, I mean, like, you're cranking out hours. I'm trying to crank out as much as I can. So are you. You know, it's like to come up with a bit, like percentage.
Work it out.
What is from
that's
the,
a long
what's
process.
What's your joke
from,
to
from
right
from thought
to
of like,
actually
oh, this would
make.
Be a good joke to actually
percentage.
Make it on a recording. Yeah. I mean, way under 50%.
Yeah. It's like, it's not that easy.
And then you're talking about taglines that have to leave, and you try to get this portion to work. And like, eh, I've given it 6 months. It ain't going to work.
There's a point. There's that golden hour with a bit, too, like where you're working it out. It's good. And now it stops working because you've done it too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they come in at the very end and just swoop it up and apply it to fucking Cleveland.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
You know they're just going on the road doing your shit. And it's just, and it sucks. And then the second thing is, like, most of your guys who are known as joke thieves have a ton of cash. And the one thing I'll tell you about
just
Rob Williams,
people.
He paid out people very well. $1,000. Here's $1,000.
Yeah, it's like, I never understood about Dane Cook in his prime. It's like, oh, you're having trouble writing, or, oh, you didn't. Just pay people to write your jokes.
Yeah.
Just pay some people. Chris Rock.
Starving
just
comedians.
Pay some comics. Instead of stealing a fucking Tripoli joke when he's an open micer.
Yeah.
Remember when Dane accused was going to call the cop, his lawyers on you?
Yeah.
Because you're doing my joke. And Tripoli was like, first of all, Dane, we both very well know that you're doing my joke.
Yeah.
You can make this up all you want, but we both very well know that you stole that joke from me.
And obviously, you're
in a power position. I can't do anything about it. But if you want to sue me, go ahead. Come after my $15 a night I'm making off it.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
I got no cat. What are you going to do?
What is this story?
He steals a joke. He stole a joke from Tripoli and then threatened to sue him over it. And then Dane threatened to sue him to stop him from doing it. Stop Tripoli from doing it.
Oh, what a sad person.
Well, you know what's so funny? One time.
That's
he doesn't
sad.
Do that shit anymore.
There was
he doesn't steal anymore. But
short period
it's like,
where Dane was coming to the comedy store. It was like 3 weeks before there was a fucking revolt.
Yeah.
And it's the one time I've ever seen comedians actually come together.
Yeah.
We don't want this guy here.
Yeah.
He's just going to do tons of time. He's going to maybe steal some jokes. I don't know if he's still doing it then. I believe he stopped doing that.
Good.
But
that's just
years.
Insecurity.
But then it's just hire some guys to help you write.
Yeah. Yeah. So he
yeah,
because
you go from being an asshole to the greatest guy ever. Like, hey, five comedians that can't pay your rent. How about this? I'm going to change your life, man. And we're all going to help each other out because this is how life's supposed to
work.
Even
the shitty just sitting there writing with you will help you a ton.
Just having somebody forcing
and
you to write.
So much money, so it's like
pay people out.
$500 a week to some loser.
Yeah, $5,000 a week to five different guys changes their life, and for you, that's catering.
Yeah,
that's and green
have,
room
yeah,
catering.
You have a great new hour. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
green room catering could change my life.
How about Chris Rock? You remember when Chris Rock was coming around the comedy store when he was putting out and the fucking writing team that guy had.
Yeah. Louis C.K.
C.K., Richard Jenny.
Yeah.
Voss? Was it Voss, too?
I don't know, but I know.
I remember C.K. and Jenny.
Ian Edwards was writing for him for a while.
Oh, Mario Joyner.
He was like, hey, look what I got. Tell me if there's a direction I can go in or some tagline. What am I not seeing? And their job was to fucking watch him and go over it. And the story was, when he got $50,000 for that first big HBO special, he gave $50,000 each to those writers.
Wow.
So I'm giving you each my entire salary. So I'm losing $150,000 off this.
Wow. Well, dude, but that special was for survival.
But I took that. I flew David Taylor for this special. I flew him to New York. And I was like, hey, I'm doing an hour. I'm trying to find a place for you to come see it. But like, I couldn't find any. So I was like, come to New York. I'll fly you out here and just look over all of it. Tell me what's weak, what doesn't make sense, what like I haven't justified by my bits, you know. Or if you see a direction to go, let me know now. I've got 2 months to work.
Awesome. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I love that kid.
I love, like, now, I used to just write
you,
and
Ari.
Just shit would come to me, and now it's slowly, it's fun building a joke, right?
Building it up. Yeah, that's the joy of comedy, building
and
it up.
The hardest part is the getting the ending, the jump on. Whoa, do we have a call?
Cool.
I would say we have a call just because.
Is it possible not in the future to have fucking go off?
The sound that's happening now is of that call. All right.
It's time for the interrupt the show hotline.
You're on Punch Drunk. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Canada.
Oh!
George St. Pierre. It's been a
GSP?
While.
Wow, George St. Pierre, thank you for calling in. It's been a while. We've missed you.
Wow, back to phone calls. This is great.
Yay.
We're gonna take a break, but we'll take it after. It's fuck it. We're not preempting GSP.
Yeah, for sure. GSP, what's up?
How you doing, man?
I'm still the champion.
No, you're not.
Nope, you're still not.
I've been hanging around with my new good friend, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh,
you guys are both French,
that seems
huh?
That natural.
He's big French.
He is in the movie that I am starring in, Kickboxer.
You're in what? There's a new Kickboxer?
Ari, come on. We've discussed this
on
the show.
Yeah.
Sorry, now, is the movie shot? Are you shooting it now?
It is not shot yet, but we have seen copies of the script, and from what I can read, I'm not the best reader. It seems good.
Oh, yeah, you have trouble reading. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's probably from getting hit in the face too much.
And the French thing.
Guys, I have a confession. I need to get something off of my waist, not that belt, though.
Okay.
But they have already had title defenses for your belt.
A couple, and it's changed twice.
They've been great fights.
Yeah.
It's changed. Yeah, so you say I am wearing the belt right now on my waist?
I mean, it's just something that you keep. I mean, Tim Sylvia has a belt, too.
Yeah. Is it holding up your jean shorts?
Yeah,
I can't thread it through the loops, but if I could, I would.
I would love to see George St. Pierre thread his stuff through the loops.
That would be great.
Tremendous. So what's your confession?
Anyhow, the reason I called is because I got a friend of mine into a tough situation recently.
Oh, no. Is it Dave Luanzo?
David Luanzo?
It is not. I was throwing a birthday party. And I made one of my infamous cocaine cakes.
Yeah, that's what I think happened. That's what I thought was going to go, because they both trained at Greg Jackson.
Did you get...
And John Jones was at the party, and he was loving the cake.
And he loves cake.
I did not tell him there was cocaine in it.
Why? Why
Breaking
did you tell
news.
Him?
Breaking news.
And he kept coming back for more and more pieces, and I should have known...
Well, you should. Yeah, why didn't you know? I mean, you made a cocaine cake. Why didn't you know that if someone kept coming back, it's because they were addicting themselves to cocaine?
Well, I didn't think that he would be tested, and I was unsure if it would test positive because it's in the cake form.
Oh, right, yeah.
Will you break down the ingredients of this cake for us? Because I don't quite understand what a Coke cake is.
Yeah, is it like cheesecake? Is it like seven layer?
What do you use for this cake?
Yeah.
It's actually a cocaine coconut cake, the triple C.
Okay.
So I do eggs, flour, baking soda, a lot of cocaine.
How much cocaine is in a cocaine cake?
Why do you need baking soda? Aren't you already using the fucking powder of cocaine? Would that work?
What are you, Bobby Flay, Ari? Come on, leave the cooking to me.
Sorry, George.
I miss you.
How much cocaine? I don't measure, but I just dump. I dump almost as much as Scarface had in front of him at the end of the movie into the batter.
That's a lot of cocaine. Now,
that's probably why he tested positive. I feel terrible about it.
Are you going to tell Dana or the UFC or the NSAC at all?
No, I'm telling you guys. That's it.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, I'm sure you serve this incredible cake quite often. After the cake is served, like, what are the conversations like? Are there a lot of business deal discussions about businesses you could build together?
Some raging. What's
some
happening?
Some good Coke stories?
Guys, some people get crazy. Guys take their shirts off and hit the dance floor, some of them. John Jones told me that he was going to buy an island.
Like, what's his name? Who's that old actor? Godfather who bought an island?
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
Guy who eats
sandwiches. He was actually looking at Marlon Brando's island. He was on his phone trying to buy it online.
What was this December 4th party that you made this cake for? Or this pre-December 4th party?
It was David Loaiza's half birthday.
Half birthday.
For the Crow, you do half birthday parties?
In Canada, the half birthday is actually bigger than the birthday.
Oh, really?
Okay. They do stuff a little different there. Is it like your Boxer Day almost? Like, we call it the day after Thanksgiving, you call it Boxer's Day.
A big joke for me is that for me it is Boxer Brief Day.
Because you love Boxer Briefs.
Now, there was Coke at this party, so were there any hot, famous chicks who love cocaine there?
There was a few. Tara Reid was there.
Oh,
that's not bad.
Wow. Tara Reid, what Tara Reid? 2015 Tara Reid, or was it like 2001 Tara Reid?
Well, we don't have access to it. Time travel, I don't know if they do.
What do you mean? Of course
there's a lot of cocaine there. You might build one.
GSP, let me ask you a question. We haven't talked to you in a while. Sounds like you've moved on from the heartbreak of Ronda Rousey, and you're doing great now. You want
to
comment?
Well, to be honest, Ronda is always in my heart.
Okay, yeah.
I've heard rumors that she is pregnant, and it may be Nick Diaz's baby, which is terrible for mankind.
Is it any chance it's your baby or no? You guys never, did you ever do it?
When we were training once, when I was in that shithole called Bakersfield.
Oh,
fuck.
That's offensive.
Baco, not Baco. Stockton. Baco, yeah.
We were doing a move, and we were doing jiu-jitsu, and I kind of flipped inside for us a little bit.
Oh, so you guys were, what, you were in her guard, and you just accidentally just stuck the tip in?
It's more common than you would think. It happens sometimes even when you're training with a man.
No, but they're wearing everyone's wearing clothes. It should actually never happen. To have your dick out, one, or to have someone else's asshole out, too.
Ari, you've heard of no-gi jiu-jitsu. Now, yeah. Now, obviously, there's a form of no-clothes jiu-jitsu.
Oh, yeah.
It's the purest form. There's nothing to hold on to.
Yeah, what about it? Do you wear a cup? Not even a cup.
You wear it's nothing, Ari. It's the purest.
Okay, so no. Can't you grab dick and like use that to an advantage?
You can if you want, but there are dick escapes.
Dick escapes.
Like what? What's one called?
Okay, let's say I grab your dick. What would you? What, is there a move you would do?
You got to get more than that. You can't just grab your. What are you standing up? Are you on the ground? Are you in half guard?
Which hand are you using?
Which hand are you using? Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, George, for being a consummate warrior who knows the game.
Oh.
Yeah,
man.
Sam, what's the position?
Which hand are you using? Do you have the two-hand grip, one-hand grip?
I'm going left hand down across.
As if he's jerking you off.
I'm going reverse jerk.
Reverse jerk. He's got your ball. You got balls inside your grip? Or?
I'm not going full. I'm not going to toy Atari joystick. I'm going weird.
And down, jerking down.
Yeah, I'm actually pushing your dick down.
With the back of your
instead
hand.
Of pulling
with
it
your
up.
Palm facing George.
So we're standing up or we're on the ground?
Side
control. Why don't you do it?
I'm trying to get in side control and control your midsection.
It's one of those things where you've got a half guard, but somebody's turned way to the side.
It's kind of one of those things where you got a half guard and a half chup.
Okay, so that move is called Dick. You have me in dick control. I'm going to take my right leg. I'm going to swing it around your shoulder.
Oh, and then I'm just... Am I getting taint at that point?
Oh, yeah, probably a little bit, but that's not the purpose of the move.
Okay.
To control you. Then I'm going to swing my left knee very fast up into your face.
Oh, unbelievable.
Oh, you're going to kick knee him.
Have you ever made somebody tap from your crotch?
Using my crotch?
Yes.
Like a triangle dick choke?
Yeah.
Well, like I have really big balls, and I feel like if I got on top of someone, I could smother them with the balls and make them tap that way or make them give up position because of it.
You may want to consider naked jiu-jitsu because big balls are a huge advantage.
Well, thanks, and I have long legs too.
Ari's balls, I don't know if you've ever seen that video where the guy gets punched in the balls by the chicks. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Just punched over and over again.
Yeah,
he loves
Ari
it.
Ari has that kind
of. It's like a
speed
heavy bag. Yeah, it's a speed
it's
bag.
It's huge, dude. His balls are huge. And this girl's just, wham.
But she's fully like speed bagging it.
He sounds like he knows how to party.
He does know how to party. He does know.
He may have had some cocaine cake to blind the pain.
Simone, I got to show you this. Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah. By the way, like people just do that to me all the time. It's like, hey, did you see this cool, funny video going around? No. And then
yeah, then it's something
Josh
awful.
Josh Wolfel saw me, a guy getting his dick sucked by him. What just happened?
We're getting another call. Did that call get knocked off? And we
did
got
we
that
lose
call?
Him?
Is GSP still on the line?
Georgie there?
GSP is here.
Well, we just got another call. Okay, we definitely have to figure out a way to...
No
oh,
other
really?
Call.
How do we get that noise? What? Oh, so you're playing with it to turn it off?
Oh, okay.
Well, that's okay.
Well, George, we're excited you called back in. We're very thankful. We missed you. You're such a huge part of the show.
I have missed you guys tremendously, and I am happy that you guys have moved on from the fat man and that other place.
The fat man was terrible.
I missed the I feel bad for the fat man. What do you think the fat man's doing right now?
Eating.
The fat man, remember Angelo?
He's starting to look more and more like the hybrid son of Andrew Dice Clay and Sam Kinison.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Who's the who had the baby in that relationship?
I would say Sam Kinison. It came out from under the trench coat.
So that's God. His balls up there. He's like on lying down.
Oh my! I haven't seen this video.
Yes, you have.
Ah!
You haven't seen this.
Ah! One? Oh my God, George St. Pierre, we love you. Call in anytime. We're gonna get these phones down even better every time. We miss you, and good luck with the cocaine cake.
The guy's moaning.
God bless Canada and ketamine.
All right, buddy, Canada, we love you.
Thanks, George St. Pierre. We're
see
back,
you, champ.
So we got to figure out a way to on the phones to not have the noise and to can you see who's calling or no? You can't see who's calling. Can you preview a call? Like, who is this?
What is the technology
we need?
Can we
take more than one call at once or no? Oh, we're still behind then.
What did they have?
We can't put somebody on hold while we take another call?
Only, we have to figure that out.
I thought
out.
We got a phone number. Why is it only Skype calls? We can't
we
do
have
that.
To call Fat Man. We have to call the Fat Man.
Only what? I can only take one call at one time. And so then you can't put someone on hold?
Yeah. We got to.
You can.
I'm going to call the Fat Man, ask him what they did that equipment.
Okay, but you could preview calls like, who is this, what you want to talk about? Or you can't do that. It has to go straight through the board. It has to go straight through the air. You can't talk to them off air. Oh, we need to fix that. Especially if we're waiting for one call, we got to be like, "Who is this?" before taking any call that comes in. New Fat Man.
New
problems.
I got to call the Fat Man and ask him what they're doing with that machine that lets him take calls.
Yeah, get it, from. Well,
I mean, we got 10 grand to work with here.
Nice.
No, we spent it on this place. It's not like we just
10 grand's already gone.
That's how much this place costs.
No.
Yeah, that's well. You needed to raise money to get this place going. We did it.
Yeah, but
paying the rent.
The money was meant for to build the studio up, right?
Yeah. Look at the chairs. Look at the table. Look at the fucking.
The table didn't cost anything.
$9,500. The rest is all cheap.
Dude, Al's Mexican. He just built this by himself.
Oh yeah.
He literally came in here and put this on here, and he's just like,
"I can do it for you."
Yeah. It's crazy. How
if you need,
really Mexican.
If you need.
So let's get into the NFL real quick.
No break today.
No, well, it's 1:30, dude.
Yeah, no break. You're right. You're right. We're half an hour from closing.
Yeah.
Let's keep going.
Let's close
NFL. NFL. Let's do this.
Strong.
You guys.
I still don't understand what happened in the Dallas game.
It's a catch. That's a catch.
I think that's a catch.
Can
and
you bring it up on your computer?
Yeah.
Let's take a look
and
at it.
And people go, well, the rules are. Okay, you can tell me your rules all you want. Go fuck yourself. Why don't you do whatever the government wants you to do?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, was that a catch or not? And that was a catch.
It makes me not a football fan. I'm like, why am I watching this if the winner doesn't win? I felt that way about the week before. Look, I know you're a Cowboys fan, and I'm saying this as a football fan. I do not like the Cowboys. Disclosing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're an Eagles fan.
Yes, I don't think they should have been there against Green Bay. Or who knows? They did come back, Romo. But there was that missed call that got them there. Or maybe didn't get.
But
there was a missed call the week before, but this was an even bigger travesty of justice. And I go, okay. It's all fixed.
We're watching this. Romo's calling the play.
Fourth and two. And to not run it, too, it's like, oh, I get it, I guess. But fucking
why?
Shotgun with no one in the backfield.
Why wouldn't you run? You have the best running back.
Same
in
thing
football.
With third and one. This is a terrible view of it.
Okay.
I've
called. Why is looking at this? I've called consistently on this show for sports, both the NBA
always
and the NFL to be
missed
like
the calls.
UFC, where they don't pay the refs. The refs are ran by the state.
Well, plus
NSAC like that.
Yeah.
Like what you were talking about the bowls, and I mean the BSC in college, and it's like, well, they have more alumni, more money. I think the TV contracts, they want the right matchups. They're going to get the most viewers.
I mean, the NBA doesn't even hide it.
Yeah, and people can get – you can pay somebody off. There's too much money to be made.
Yeah.
What is it? 30, 40 times whatever the league makes, it's done in illegal gambling?
Yeah.
Come on. There's $50 billion being gambled
and
every year
on the
NFL.
And here's the thing, too. It's like, oh, he bobbled it. It's like, okay, but he did end up with a catch. And there's no, like, definite proof that the ground caused the bobble, that the ground pushed the ball itself out.
No.
It could have pushed his forearm, which is what it looks like here. It looks like it pushes.
And you need more to overturn
the ground
stuff.
Pushes his forearm up, and that's what makes it bobble. And then he still came up with it. But also,
a catch is a catch
they said,
a catch.
You got to make a football move. Well, lunging for the end zone is a football move. He was done. He had made the catch. He put it away. He goes, now that I've got this catch, let me move on to other things in my life, like getting that end zone.
Yeah. Yep.
So you're saying, like, it's still alive. It's not still alive. It's done. He caught it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it really sucks that two games in a row There was a controversial. I mean, Fox you can't Sports. Really blame it. I don't know, man. I mean, does the NFL make more money on Green Bay moving forward compared to Dallas?
I don't think
it's that. I think it's just a shitty rule, and it's just fucking, it's dumb, and it was called wrong. It's a shitty rule that wasn't even called right. I mean, this is dumb. They don't even fucking show the replay. Come on, idiot Fox Sports. You're fucking up.
Idiot Fox Sports. So, Dallas is out. But as a Dallas Cowboy fan...
Here's the thing. Their defense was done. I already said this two drives ago. It's like, oh, their defense overplayed this year by a lot. They went from like a 29th defense to the 18th defense.
Yeah.
They lost players. They lost Sean Lee. They lost their best players and two more to fucking free agency. Right. But they got a new coordinator came in who just left. And now they're fucked again.
Where'd he go?
He took a job somewhere. He did a great job. He should be offered a job. Yep. I just wish he would have stayed there. But... they were done. They were finished. They even ball control, offense, whatever. So it's like they were just – so anytime the Packers got the ball, they were going to come at least in the red zone. But make them do it. They would have come back and scored a touchdown, maybe a field goal, and then maybe we could win in overtime.
Right.
And get the ball first if we score a touchdown. Maybe.
Yeah.
But it's like let us get the ball to one where it should have been. Let us score. There's still 4 minutes left.
Yep.
4.5 when we caught it. There'll be 4, maybe 3.5. Either way, it's enough time for Aaron Rodgers. We'd be up 2. We'd be up 1 or 3, depending on the 2-point conversion. So let us have that chance. Let it play out the way it should instead of giving them the ball on the fucking 40. With Detroit, here's why it was different with Detroit the week before. Because, one, they didn't turn the ball over. Still could have gone for it on 4th and 1. Mm-hmm. And, two, there was no play made. You're talking about a catch that wasn't made. He wasn't going to make it. The guy had his back turned to him. First of all, the offensive guy fucking yanked his fucking headgear into him. To create the contact.
Okay.
He grabbed his face mask, pulled him in. That's what created the contact in the first place. That's for sure. He grabbed his face mask, yanked it, and pulled him into himself.
I don't remember that, but...
That's for sure.
What about the guy running on the field without a helmet?
Yeah.
No, that's up to... That's one of those cheap ones that nobody cares about, but that's also up to discrepancy of the refs.
Yeah, it seems like...
It's only a penalty if you're on the field and you take... No, it's on penalty. There's the penalty. If you're on the field and you take your helmet off...
What's he doing on the field?
If you run on, well, you can run on without your helmet and put it on to go in. You can do that.
But you can, if you're not, you can run on the field and argue with the refs?
Yeah, it's.
Yeah, it's up to their discrepancy, how bad you're being. Absolutely. Yeah. That's not a cut and dry. If you are on the field in a game and you take your helmet off, that's the penalty. It's not running in. Everyone's like, see, he ran on, he should have got a penalty. Also, that penalty is a loser penalty that doesn't change the outcome of the game either direction.
I don't think you can throw the flag and then pick it up. And when we're watching it, and it
once they've already moved it, once they've already moved it, it's like way too late for that. Once they've already moved it,
every game there's always calls. I just think that the refs,
and you're not going to get away. You're not going to totally get away. I mean, look at UFC. Look at
the Dez Bryant having his helmet off is ridiculous. That's like asking for a technical because somebody cursed. It's like this isn't affecting the outcome of the game in any way.
It's like when the Phoenix Suns lost to the San Antonio Spurs because a bunch of their players walked off onto the court when Robert Horry hip-checked Steve Nash into the scoreboard. And they just walked out. They didn't even fight. They just walked on
walked
the court.
Walked forward like, hey.
That's it. Goodbye.
And that just ruined that whole franchise.
Dude, the NBA always every...
They don't even hide now. That's the worst
They make them all wear suits.
Oh, it's all ridiculous.
The thing is, that was
ever since Michael
catch.
Jordan came in and traveled every fucking play, they were like, this is about mm-hmm. money. It's Hollywood. It's all the WWE. Money. It all is.
Bird said he stopped watching NBA basketball because it's too clearly fixed.
I thought Dallas would have a better chance against Seattle than Green Bay. I think Green Bay's done.
Me too. I thought the tougher game for Dallas was the Green Bay and Lambeau game. I would have rather played Seattle in Seattle last week and let someone else try to take care of Green Bay.
But the Cowboys
played great, and it was a great season, and Romo played great, and everybody played great.
So is it a successful season?
Absolutely. When USA Today has you at 3-13 as a prediction,
yeah,
and most people have you at 5-11,
yep.
When you go 12-4, tied for the best record in football, beat somebody in your first round game, lose controversially in your second round game, absolutely. And there was no fuck-ups, absolutely.
Romo, look.
He completed the pass. The catch was made. He stepped up.
Yeah, Romo stepped up.
And they he chokes in December. Everybody, all these people, gives me like, oh, wait till December when they were playing well. Wait till December. Well, Romo had the best quarterback rating of any quarterback ever in December.
Yeah.
Of all time.
He made me.
Well,
they
lose in the first
silenced.
Round. Well, they won in the first
Look,
round.
Yeah, if you're going to be a critic, you have to go, okay, I was wrong.
Yeah, I was wrong here. And I'm not saying a lot of that. I'm seeing a lot of silence.
Yeah.
It's pussies agree. That are silent now.
No, you got it. Look, I like I said, I would go, I was wrong. Yeah. I didn't think he was going to do it. And I was like, you know what? This is great.
I didn't think Ohio State was valid, but then they proved themselves. They're the national champions.
Yeah, and then even more so, I go, they should have won that game. To me, that was a catch.
Yeah. I don't think they should. If there was 30 seconds left, I'd say win. There's 4.5 minutes left. I think you're in position to win.
Yeah, you're in position
You're at least
to win.
Up one, maybe up three.
You're in position to win.
Yeah, they're deep. I mean, now I think your offense is pretty set. Now you just need to...
No, we just sign these guys.
Well, that's the whole
NFL,
question.
Dude.
Marco. And it's like, how much money do you give
Pieces
to Marco?
Are always
it's like,
moving.
He's the best right now. In 2 years, he might be one of the worst.
Yeah, he might be done.
So it's like, how much do you... But it's like, you got to pay him some. Pay him for 3 years.
Something.
And then if he's
awful,
then
you can
cut him.
That's what the NFL does.
But right now, people are like, oh,
but
get,
do you
this is better people
like
to get.
I personally think...
I don't like it for the player's point of view.
No.
Well,
not
for
long.
Sign a contract.
And NFL,
just
not
know.
For long.
Where is it that if you don't perform, you should get still paid like you were performing?
No, you try your best.
Where? Yeah. Where is
Nowhere.
That?
Nowhere. Major League Baseball.
Yeah. No, it's,
oh, you're
that's
right.
Why
you're right. You're saying where
sucks.
Else in life where you're like, okay,
yeah.
you're
no, it's
not,
the only place
you're not
in
doing
life.
The memo's good anymore.
Yeah.
We're going to have to
Yeah,
it.
If you're
if
a lawyer and you start losing.
On
yeah.
On the side of the road and I'm the best orange seller. And I'm getting paid for it?
They should have cut insurance or something like that. Where it's like, look, if you do get worse.
Major League comedians do. There are so many terrible
CEOs,
famous.
CEOs get balloon payments.
Yes. Terrible famous.
They're the
that are
ones.
Banking money. But they're coasting off their fame.
Right.
No one's forcing them to get paid.
It's the same thing with athletes, though. A lot of free agents in baseball, that contract, the ridiculous contract, is for what they did 8 years earlier.
Yeah, exactly. But also, it's like. Well, you're getting paid $100,000 for being one of the best players in the league
exactly.
the first 3 years.
Exactly.
So now,
like Mike Trout was the best player in baseball.
And if there wasn't a monopoly, you go, okay, thank you, Los Angeles Angels.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Now
but
I'm
going to
go make $30 million.
I got this awesome job offer from Seattle Mariners.
Yeah,
so they're going to pay me $6 million.
$30 million.
Well, we have a contract. Well, okay, I'm going to end that contract because you're not paying me enough. I got a better job offer. But
yeah,
that's a monopoly.
It does suck that it can only go one way, but then it would just be pure chaos.
Yeah, if they have arbitrators to say, now I deserve more money, even though I signed a contract for less, then they should have arbitrators the other way.
Ryan Howard. You stink.
You're not even running out ground balls.
Well, dude, I mean, it's just human nature. When you're guaranteed the money and you don't have to try, a lot of people just don't try.
Well,
don't
it goes try. Back to the point you made about good-looking people.
Yeah.
You were like, a computer hacker's not going
to
look like that.
Yeah.
He's not going
to
put the work in.
I used to call Brett Ernst a good-looking guy with ugly people problems. But yeah, I mean, I'm an NBA fan, and I'm always like, well, you know, I respect the players.
Can't watch it.
I love it, dude. But
that was a fucking catch. That guy made an amazing catch. Yeah. Take it away from him. That guy made an amazing catch. And did you prove for sure the ball was the thing that knocked the ground, knocked it out?
Yeah.
At least now people
are talking about it. But every playoff game, there's always calls that are momentum changers. Where I go, what? That you're going to call pass interference on that?
Yeah, they should.
On that, you're going to call pass.
Review pass interference. I think they
and
will
that can
next
change.
Year.
You can holding and pass interference every play in the NFL.
Yeah.
And when it changes the momentum of the game, and then nobody
or
talks about it,
they say
touched.
You should call that on
every play.
Play. Here's what I think.
The Cowboys had Williams got called for a pass interference when the guy shoved him over, just knocked him down. The offensive pass interference, like what?
What?
Then, now, luckily, the next play he caught a long touchdown.
Dude, this
pass.
Year, how many defensive? As soon as the guy hit somebody, there was a flag.
Yeah.
And they got a little more liberal as the season went on, but it's like, this isn't the NFL anymore.
Yeah.
It
stinks.
Should be out.
I think they need to really take a look at these pass interference calls because it's – I'm fine if you want to open the passing game, but the notion that somebody in a crucial spot can get a touch foul –
Yeah, that's not stopping you.
They want arena football.
What it should be is interference. Or did you interfere with the ability to make that catch? And in that Cowboy game, it didn't. The guy hit him
but
in the back of the
this?
Chest.
How
the guy
this?
Wasn't going to make a play on it anyway. Like, oh, he should have turned around. He didn't knock him over.
Instead of going, oh, this gets you a first down and you get 15 yards, how about we just replay the down? How about you still have to go
do-over,
five-yard penalty?
Backyard football, do-over, car, do-over.
They have that better in college. They used to have the two-point conversion better in college. Now the pros finally took that. In the college, it's not a 45-yard penalty. It's a 15 yards for intentional pass interference.
Yeah, man.
15
don't,
yards.
Don't make it so easy for the offense.
You get 45 yards. If you launch a Hail Mary, you just get it at the one if somebody touches you.
Come on. Yeah, that's like giving somebody 7 points.
People like defense. I mean, people
that's
like
what's going to ruin the league.
But people like
defense. Hard-nosed defense.
Yeah, but that's why they're trying to change it, though. They're trying to change what if you're because all these up, concussions. They don't want these guys are missiles hitting each other.
Yeah, but if you're jumping up,
they're trying to change the game
to catch a ball in your chest. You're jumping in the air, and as the ball's coming in, before somebody knocks you out of the way, like if you're going for a rebound and somebody pushes, that's a great thing to do at intramurals. You just shove them out of the way. Yeah. So all of a sudden, the ball shoots over their head because they're being shoved, and they got to make that call. It's like I was gonna make that catch. Before I even got a chance to make it,
you made sure I didn't. Yeah,
that's not fair.
That's not fair.
A pass interference.
That's legit pass interference.
Touch a guy's arm on the way down.
It's just
and
stupid.
He still gets two arms in the ball. Like normally, that's not pass interference.
But they'll adapt. That's the thing about these players.
5 yards, semi interference. You shouldn't have touched them.
I just 5 yards,
no automatic first down.
Of the down, I don't think you should reward.
Well, you
an
can't
offense.
Reward somebody for knocking somebody over when he's beaten.
There's going to be legit pass interference,
and then there's
going to be this ticky tack shit.
Yeah, it's like date rape and rape.
Yeah. What? No, that's not really. They're both pretty much rape.
Wow.
They're pretty much rape.
No, one's pretty much rape.
They're both pretty much rape.
What's date rape exactly? Are we talking about the roofie drug? Or are we talking about like.
That's where you bring a girl on a date, you like, drop her, and you just
fuck
her.
That's a problem.
That's so creepy.
That is creepy. But you know, it's like Darren Sharper. It's like you're a good looking guy with fucking tons of cash.
Horny
you're a pro athlete. And you're on national television, and yet you still want to do that? You know that's not
I think
sex.
It's a specific fetish. That's because with the roofies, you're still awake but, like, blacked out. But the one that Cosby had, they were just passed out.
That's
that
creepy.
Means you have to want to fuck a passed out
that's
girl.
So
yeah,
creepy.
That's exactly what it is.
And then, like,
David Letterman.
He had enough money. I mean, you could be an agent's assistant and get pussy in this town.
But even if a girl
says, one of the biggest stars in the world going
to. But even if a girl says, okay, I'm willing to do that for you, how does she do it? How does she just, like, let me go completely limp?
Oh, God, it's so creepy.
How would she let him
get that
fetish?
It's like necrophilia.
Yeah, it's necrophilia.
Ugh.
It's just like, it's all about
Jesus
how do you get
Christ,
into
Christ, what's wrong with people?
Yeah.
Well, because people are, dude, the need to survive is pretty much gone. People are bored.
That's right. So let's turn into Uday and Hussein.
Yeah. Your food, your shelter, your clothing, unless you're completely retarded, is pretty much there.
People are like, you should have a girlfriend to me. I'm
that's
like,
why?
Why?
I'm still striving to cover, those bases. Yeah.
Well, no, because you are following goal, but you have those.
There's a medrash. There's an old fable of Jews, and God gave all people on earth. Like,
oh, is that where they're the chosen ones?
Well, there's that one.
I love that they wrote a book and named themselves the chosen ones. That's my favorite part of
it. The chosen one,
this.
They said they offered it to every other nation. And they let them do it, and they had an entire lifetime with the Christians. They said, okay, you're the chosen ones. And they had them live an entire, like, you know, eternity.
There were no Christians.
World got
Christ,
destroyed,
though.
Whatever it was, or the, you know, whatever race.
Yeah, it's a fun story.
It's the race, not the religion. It's a race. Yeah.
Gentiles.
Yeah, and then even the dinosaurs, that's what they are, and they destroyed whatever they got destroyed. So that's what the bones are.
Jews
yeah, but what were
dinosaurs?
You saying about this?
Well, they said God gave everybody unlimited crops, cattle that was just there, and there was no pestilence, so they could just have all their needs met.
I like how you're quoting this like there's some kind of facts to it. Like
just a fable.
Literally
yeah, but there's usually truth behind fables.
And they said what happened was people started warring. People started murdering each other because they had no strife. They had nothing to like overcome.
So they created it.
So they're like, oh,
rich kids.
That's rich kids. Exactly. They all became King Joffreys.
Yeah.
And they all fucking started killing each other. Rich kids. Just brats.
Rich kids create.
You're not allowed to put your kids in charge of your company.
Wow.
Sam, why do you have two waters?
I just realized that.
Son of a bitch.
Here, have another
one. No, Simone wants one, and I wanted one. No, you're not good. You're empty.
I fucked up.
God.
I don't have AIDS. Here you go.
I'm good, man. I have to pee so bad anyway because I drank so much water. But my one buddy said his friend's a billionaire, and he went through a huge depression.
Really?
Yeah.
After getting money.
Yeah, after getting money. And they say that's the highest level.
You need focus.
Yeah, because and then my friend who's very successful was like, your problems are what keep you sane. He was like, you have to get out there and grind. You have to get out there and live.
Gotta get there and grind.
And he goes, because even if you had unlimited funds, you think that's going to make you happy? He goes, it winds up making you so miserable because it's like there's only so much fun you can have before life
there's
catches
how many
up.
Sometimes you could stack chicks and do coke out of the butt.
Stack chicks. Dude, I think go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, when you just seek pleasure, you're going to wind up being miserable.
Yeah. Speaking of seek pleasure, I think I had a chance for my first threesome in San Francisco this weekend.
You've never had a threesome?
No, sir.
I figured that would be your shit.
You think so, right?
Yeah.
You'd think it's a couple things.
In his superhero mode.
Sexual heyday. You'd think a couple things. You think, one, I would fuck uglier women, but then when you realize I do somehow fuck better than I should.
It's comedy.
Like,
we all do.
Then you're like, you should also have had a threesome based on that.
Yeah, I would have thought,
I should have sex twice a year or have lots of threesomes.
Yeah.
yeah, these girls were like, we saw you last night. We just want to hang out. So, like, they reached out on, like, signed, you know, Samantha and whatever, Patricia. I was like, oh, and they're like, we should meet for a drink if you want. I'm like, okay, sure. And I'm like, let's just talk. We'll see. But it seemed like that way. And then I was like, you know what? I got too tired. I can't. And they go like, well, if you just want to meet to smoke pot or something, that's cool too. And I was like, oh, man, you're throwing it out
green there. Green light, green light.
You're throwing it out there. And I was just too tired, and I wanted to wake up for the Cowboys game the next day.
Dude, I get it, bro.
I was like, I got to be up at 9 if I want to be at the airport.
If you were 21, you would have been like, fuck everything. Get over here.
Also, I had gotten laid already that weekend. So that became like, if I hadn't gotten laid in 3 weeks, I'd be like, for sure I'm going to do
that. Oh, yeah.
Fame is going to do very well.
Do me well. You didn't need, you don't need fame at all. You are a car fucker. I don't know anyone who can fuck meet a girl and fuck in their car.
I'm just that fast. I'm done now.
Talking about my pimp juice.
You might be retired, Sam.
I'm retiring.
But you're the Jordan of it.
Thank you.
I'd still love to see you get in the game.
Anyone's ever said to me.
You could still hang with the Brett Morins of today, the Dalias of today.
Yeah, I did it without the fame though.
Yeah,
it was so funny. I followed Brett Morin. He had a great set. He was just sitting out with this little chick who's like a little tiny hot chick. And she's like, I love your poop joke so much. And I like, it's both a compliment and it's like somewhat depressing too. That I have a fucking quality shit joke.
They're great. Shit jokes are awesome.
Right? I get very depressed about it. Because people are like, that's the best poop joke I've ever heard. And I'm like, oh, man.
There is something to be said for writing like a poop joke. Presenting
it's
in a light, people.
Right, yeah. It's because alternative
dick
comics
joke,
you get in your head like, oh, this isn't justified enough.
Comics all do poop jokes.
I'm trying just to do something relatable because I have so much weird shit.
Yeah, dude, your bit about doing coke with the robot guy from the Chinese theater.
Yeah.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
And that's how you thought you were a winner. It's the ultimate sign of a loser.
Yeah, I'm really making it. I'm hanging out with a celebrity.
I was winning at one point. I don't know what happened. The wheels fell off.
I brought up Louis at the Cellar. I was hosting. Deafening applause when he goes up. And I was like, is this always like that? Why is there passing? And he goes, what? Because it was so loud.
Wow.
I was like, forget it.
I saw him last night.
But he did a joke about like rats giving like blowjobs to each other. And I was like, afterwards, I was like, give up, Louis C.K., that's the best blowjob oral sex joke over here. And then as soon as I said it, I was like, did that come off as snarky? Like you're better.
You got
like
your comedian head. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's that alternative thing that got in our heads. Where it's like poop jokes are not allowed.
Yeah, but they do it.
I know, but it's still got in our heads.
Louis C.K. is the master of that.
Yeah.
Exceptional at doing very relatable shit. You know who else does that? Jim Jefferies does that too.
Yeah.
He does that very well, man. And that's what I'm trying to get back to.
Yeah.
Is just like.
Relatable. Yeah. And instead of saying guys all do this, you say I do this. And guys can then relate.
That's it.
I've just
lived
a crazy life. I just got to realize that not everybody smoked crack with a fucking silver robot guy.
It's so funny.
Not everyone did.
I got to be realistic. So I got to do little stuff like that.
Yeah, but you can be relatable in that way, in a specific thing.
Here's the cliche that's true. They say the more personal you make your art, the more universal its appeal.
Yeah.
Whether it's a song, a painting, a play, stand-up, whatever.
Yeah, but it's like, oh, I didn't poop, whatever, but like I once pooped. I didn't poop in that situation, but I once had I almost pooped and I was worried, so I can totally relate to you.
Yeah.
You know, I had a girl break up with me. Not that girl. She didn't do that to me, but I get those things.
Yeah, I know that feeling. That's all you're going for.
I
know that feeling.
I shit on myself a lot on stage. I just feel like I have to.
Jerk off on yourself?
No, shit on myself.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have to get people
to. No.
You know who shits on himself the most? Dave Attell. You're like, good joke. You're like, that was a stupid joke. That's all. That was a switch.
I know. He looks, he's
like, Jesus,
he's
man. You're
so
at the top
sad.
Of your game right now. It's because he's gotten so good that it's like what you thought was great in sixth grade is like a paper.
Yes.
And then you're in college and you're like, if I did that paper, I'd be embarrassed. I was clearly because I was on drugs. That's why I turned that paper
in. Painters do that. Where they're like, oh, you like that painting? It's awful.
But they would have loved it from themselves a year into painting.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. So I mean, he's the best.
He's the best, and he's judging himself on the best level.
I think he's the funniest dude out there.
I think you're the funniest dude. No, wait. I'm sorry.
So mean. So fucking mean. Ari, want to do some dates?
Yeah.
Not out the gates.
Yeah. Dates far from the gates.
Yeah. Push your stuff.
Well, Ari the Great, right now, you can get my special, the extended 30 extra minutes, plus a 20-minute Q&A, plus a 7-minute tour of the Comedy Store.
That's awesome.
And a story from This Is Not Happening that should be up today that's not out yet. We're doing a This Is Not Happening storyteller show at Downtown Riot Fest, 11 o'clock this Saturday.
11 p.m.?
11 p.m. Madrigal, TJ Miller, Joey Diaz, Nick Thune,
And that's awesome.
And then we're going to be showing one of the clips, the story, the Bert Kreischer story.
The Machine?
No, from the one that we filmed this year. So the previewing, like the actual TV show.
Oh, cool.
And my special is out on Friday night at midnight.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, totally happy with it.
I'm happy for you.
That's awesome.
Especially more than anything. I mean, I like my material and stuff, but I'm used to it already. But more than anything, what I'm not used to is seeing comedy shot this way. And we shot it right. It looks like the OR. It looks like the fucking OR.
I can't wait.
It looks like comedy.
I'm super happy for you.
Yeah.
You're in your zone. Auto zone. You're in the zone.
Friday night, midnight, 11 o'clock in the weird states.
Are you going to have a... People at the OR, right?
You and we're going to watch it. Yeah, we're just going to have it on. You know, have some booze and some pizza.
Yes.
Booze and pizza.
Sam, you're invited.
Oh, wow.
Ben will be there. Ben Wolfenschrein.
I love Ben.
We probably won't even be able to hear it. It's more just like get together.
Yeah. What are you doing? What do you got?
Tomorrow night, I'm at the Irvine Improv Wednesday night.
I love that they're giving you those spots.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I haven't been to the Irvine Improv in forever.
It's beautiful, that club.
I've never been.
Delicious
just,
food.
It's new, right? They moved
it. It's gigantic.
They moved it to a different location in the Irvine spectrum.
Yeah, and they have Umami Burger do the food there. And they make a chicken sandwich. It's one of the best things I've ever
had.
Their
old barbecue beef sandwich was really,
really
good. And they sort of discontinued it a lot, the Improv.
Wait till you have the fried chicken sandwich.
I will. I'd also like to say that Steve Simone will be with me in Denver.
Yes.
The last weekend, the Super Bowl weekend. In the
Comedy
Denver County
Works
downtown, so the two of us.
I'm so happy.
It's gonna
I'd
be
love
killer.
To play that club.
It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to be there the week before with Ren is Easy, too.
Yeah, but he
at
sells out,
Comedy
so
Works?
Unless you can't come my week, then go Ren is
he's
Easy's week.
Too.
No, not like Ren is Easy.
Yeah, he's famous.
Ren is Easy's famous.
You're getting there, though.
Yeah, you're
I told you three
no
years ago,
it.
you were like when I was in high school and college, all the comedy nerd kids, like me and my friends, we loved Dave Attell.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's who Ari is right now. And that was 3 years ago.
You're great, dude.
I'm so
myself.
Happy.
Tripoli. Tomorrow night, my good friend Ari Shaffir will be.
Here's another one. Cross-referencing. Cross-promoting.
Yes.
I will be January 14th, Wednesday.
The Naughty Show. It's a special one-off. It's going to be pretty much just a stand-up show, not the normal Naughty Show, but it's going to be spectacular. We got Ari Shaffir, Joe Rogan, Jim Jefferies.
Incredible.
Morgan Murphy.
And can I use your mic for a second to say this?
No. Sit down. Sit down. It's dates out of the gates, not fart in my face.
No, I just want you to.
No! I don't want to do a George St. Pierre dick jitsu move.
Okay.
Get away!
Okay. Sorry.
I have to pee so bad.
It was so small.
I have to pee so bad right now.
I will be Wednesday night at the Comedy Store at the Naughty Show. Thursday night, I'll be at the XBiz Awards doing the red carpet for Fleshlight.
No one's coming.
Saturday,
awesome.
I'm
you don't promote the things no one can come to.
Saturday, I'm doing the LA Riot Festival.
Riot Fest. What are you
Riot
doing?
Riot Fest. I'm doing, I'm roasting Kill Tony.
Oh, yeah. The roast.
I got a ton of jokes, too.
Do and you then, really? Yeah. Good. Because I do not think.
That's fine. I may not. I don't even give a fuck. And then
Sunday. No, you just want to have a good performance.
Sunday, I am doing my show called The Dirty Roast at Harvell's in Long Beach. I'm very excited. It's going to be just me doing 40 minutes of crowd work. So I've just decided just to put a show together.
All dates are on samtriplelive.com.
Yeah, they are. All right.
Sam. I'll just tell you this: the roast battle I did against Big J in New York, that was the most nervous I've been in like 8 years.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't like that you can't read off something. That's
read off, just memorize it. No, you can have no cards.
I'm
up
not
there.
Memorizing.
You can have no cards out there and just be ready for your next one.
I just think that's. I mean, like when you do the roast on television, they have a podium right there. For
yeah,
you.
Yeah, but absolutely. But I'm saying, like, as he's doing it, get your next joke and then be ready to deliver it without reading.
I'm very happy with it. So that's about
jokes.
It, man. I thought it was a great. I mean. We got 7 minutes. What do you want to talk about?
Let's just leave.
Okay.
I got to pee so bad.
Okay, Steve's got
to
pee.
We don't need a fill time.
Punch Drunk Sports. Check out the website. Now, will we be able to put this on our website where they can watch it off our website so you guys still get the views, but we need traffic to our website?
Yeah, you can link to it. Yeah, embed or something.
Can
embed
we embed
this thing
this?
On. Okay. So that'll be up on punchdrunksports.com. Now,
yeah,
all the stuff will
oh,
be up
that's
on
awesome.
Sports.
So.
So this that video, yeah, we can embed that player that so yeah, so it
right.
runs traffic through there, but also they get
that's
the
our goal because that's when our website was getting the most traffic is when you could watch it live on our website and then people started.
Oh, live, yeah, live too, live and afterwards,
yeah,
absolutely, yeah,
a,
live should be great.
That's when we get our hits. All right, well, it's been great, going to be a fun week. We'll see you guys next week. Tebow should be Skyping in next week, so we'll see how it goes.
Perfect.
All right, guys, bye.
Bye.
Thanks for having me, dudes.
Yeah.